Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance, streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside the Viero Event Center for Tri-City Storm Hockey. I'm Jared Sheffrin with you here as the Storm take on the Omaha Lancers for the second consecutive night and the team's fourth meeting of the season. Again, we're in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. These two teams played a thrilling game last night. Omaha ends up winning it by a final score of 5-3. They got two goals in the final 30 seconds of play, both scored by the USHL's leading scorer, and that is Tyler Vessel. Vessel and the rest of his line mates, Gage Huff and Jake Randolph, were held silent by the Storm for the entire night until that last play. But we'll go back and recap the game. Tri-City took the lead when Nick Hutchison scored his first goal of the season at 6:36 of the first period. Assists on that one to Chase Berger and Kyle Eastman. Omaha came back, scored two goals before the end of the first to take a 2-1 lead at the first intermission. But then Tri-City responded in the second. Christian Horn tied the game with a power play goal from Garrett Cecere and Nolan Glukowski. But however, later in that period, Brian Williams scores from Louis Rowe and Nash Warden to give Omaha a 3-2 lead heading into the third and final period. After a hard-fought 15 minutes, neither team had scored. It was still 3-2 Omaha. Drew Mayer was able to find the back of the net for the second time this season from Ross Olsen and Ryan McMurphy at 15:08 of the third, tying the game at 3, electrifying the crowd here at the Viero Event Center, giving the Storm a chance in that game. However, about a minute and 40 seconds later, after Mayer tied the game, he drew a penalty shot, he had a chance to give the Storm the lead. However, the goaltender Hayden Hockey for Omaha made the save on the penalty shot, kept the Storm off the board. The game remained tied at 3, and then with 30 seconds remaining, Vessel scored the goal from Matt Nelson and Gage Huff. It squeaked by Hayden Levine's right pad and into the back of the net, and the game was Omaha's. They score another empty net, making it 5-3. The empty net goal there for Vessel. He gets both of those goals, his 17th and 18th of the season, again leading the league in scoring. And these two teams, hopefully for the fans here tonight, for everybody listening, we can get just as good of a game between these two tonight, because last night's was such a treat to listen to. Tonight we got a different goaltending matchup. The Storm will go with Jacob Johansson, and Omaha will bring back Cole Bruns, who recently committed to Army, and that's where he'll play his college hockey. Bruns, a Prairie Grove, Illinois native, has been fantastic in between the pipes. Maybe the best goaltender in the USHL this season. He's 10-3-2 with a goals against average of 1.86 and a save percentage of over 93%. Cole Bruns in net tonight for the Lancers. Jacob Johansson for Tri-City has played in 16 games this year, record of 4-9-2 with a goals against average of 3.09 and a save percentage of 91.5%. Johansson has been the goaltender that the Storm have gone to most frequently this season, and we'll see if he can get them a win here tonight. It's the 20th game of the season for the Storm, exactly one-third of the way through the season when we finish tonight. And we'll see how the Storm do against the league-best Omaha Lancers. We got much more coming at you on the Viero Wireless pregame show. Our Coach's Corner with Head Coach Jim Holton coming up next here on The Breeze 94.5.
Zindar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Omaha Lancers tonight for the second straight night. Lancers came out with a 5-3 victory one night ago. Final game of November, the final day of November here for the Tri-City Storm. And we want to remind you about our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And if you got a question about the Tri-City Storm, send it over to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll get it on the broadcast here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Once again, if you got a question, send it through at bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. It's our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night. Now let's get to the CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner, where we spoke to Jim Holton about tonight's matchup with the Omaha Lancers.
Jared Schaffrin alongside the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, before tonight's game with the Omaha Lancers here at the Viero Event Center. Coach, obviously last night we talked after the game, very competitive game from both sides. A little bit of changes in your lineup tonight, but first things first, are you going to try to keep matching the top line for Omaha with the line that you had last night?
Yeah, we're going to stick with the same game plan. I thought the Berger line, as we talked about after the game last night, did a great job, and so did the D pairing. A lot of the time it was Martin and Schultz. When we had to use Cesare and Gluchowski, again, they did a really, really good job. They were focused on playing defense first, and I thought that part of our game worked really well, so there's no need to change it.
And that's something you say, talk about playing defense first. That's something you've spoke to me about, saying that that's the most important thing. We got to be more defensive oriented. Did you see that a little bit last night?
A lot more structure in the game, yet we still, when we had our breakdowns, it was because we're gambling offensively. So it's an area that we're going to continue to harp on. But as I told the team today in our meeting, there was a lot more positive clips today than there had been in a while, and there was a lot more structure to our game. So you can see that our mindset is gradually changing, and we know that changing habits is not an easy thing to do, and it takes time. So there was a lot of steps in the right direction last night.
Jacob Johansson gets the start in net tonight. Again, kind of just splitting things out with the goaltenders. But he's a kind of guy that has been able to steal a game for this team earlier on in the year, and he might need to do that tonight.
Well, we hope he doesn't have to. We hope we can lighten the workload. But you're right, back-to-back games against the best team in the league, you need your goaltender to be a star. And Jacob's proven that in the past, and I'm very confident he's going to be up to the task tonight.
You make the decision in the lineup here tonight to go without Chris Wilkie, without Thomas Aldworth. Specifically, from Wilkie's standpoint, this is the first game that he's scratched in this season. Talk about that decision that you had to make.
Well, I think both Thomas and Chris are young players in this league, and the fact that it's their first year. This is the highest level they've ever played at. This is the first time in their life that they've probably played against guys older than them. They're used to playing against their own age group. Highly talented guys that are, their DNA is all offense. And so I'm asking them to change their game a little bit. And I think sometimes the best way to do that is to step back and learn. We had individual video sessions with each of them. And right now, I think there's just a little bit too many cheats in their game. And it's also time to get some other people in that have deserved it through their efforts.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza, Papa John's.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Omaha Lancers for the second consecutive night here at the Viero Event Center. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Look at the visiting Omaha Lancers starting lineup. The Lancers come in tonight. The league best record of 16-3-2 here in the USHL. The top offense in the league, or the second best offense in the league, 3.95 goals per game. The top defense in the league, allowing just 2 goals per game. And the top power play in the USHL, 24.7%. And the second best penalty kill at 88.9%. So this is a Lancers team. We talked about it last night. This is the best team in the USHL right now. The numbers say it, their record says it, and they've beaten the Storm already 3 times this season. The starting lineup for the Lancers, Jake Randolph on the left wing, wears number 13, 5'9", 170 pounds, Duluth, Minnesota native, committed to University of Nebraska at Omaha, and Jake Randolph, 40 points in 21 games, averaging almost 2 points per game and leading the league in scoring thus far is Randolph. Tyler Vessel, 5'11", 170 pounds from Rochester, Minnesota, wears number 23. He's at the center. He's also committed to Nebraska, Omaha, and Vessel leads the USHL. He got 2 more goals last night. His league-leading total is now at 18 goals for Tyler Vessel. And on the right wing, number 12, Gage Huff, 6'2", out of Omaha, Nebraska. Huff gets the start here on the right wing, the third leading scorer in the USHL with 30 points. Those 3, really the best 3 scorers and the best line in the league. On defense, Steve Johnson on the left side, wears number 5, 6'1", 185 pounds, out of Excelsior, Minnesota, committed to the University of Minnesota. On the left defense, number 5, Steve Johnson. On the right defense, number 6, Tucker Pullman, 6'2", 190 pounds, out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota, committed to North Dakota, and a draft pick of the Winnipeg Jets. In net tonight for the Lancers is number 35, Cole Bruns, 5'11", 185 pounds, out of Prairie Grove, Illinois. Bruns is committed to Army, and he gets the start. We talked about him a little bit earlier, as he is one of the top goaltenders, if not the best, in the USHL. So if the Storm thought they saw a lot with Hayden Hockey last night, get ready for Cole Bruns, because he has been unstoppable and unbeatable early this season for the Lancers. And it's Bruns in net tonight. Head coach of the Omaha Lancers in his first year is Brian Kaufman. For the Storm, they will start the line that matches up with this top Omaha line and that held them quiet the whole night last night until the final 30 seconds of the game. Nick Hutchison on the left wing, wears number 16, 6'2", 188 pounds, Hicksville, New York native, and he is committed to Northeastern University. Hutchison scored his first goal of the season last night. He's played in 13 games for Tri-City. Chase Berger in the center, wears number 14, 6 foot, 190 pounds. St. Louis, Missouri native Berger committed to Penn State this season, 4 goals and 3 assists on the year for the Storm. In the first 19 games of the season, he has not missed one game for the Storm and will be in the lineup for his 20th consecutive game. Kyle Eastman on the right wing wears number 10, 6 foot 1, 201 pounds. Eastman, 16 games played thus far this season and 3 assists for him. He's on the right wing wearing number 10. On defense, number 4, Cutler Martin out of East Lansing, Michigan, 6 foot 1, 205 pounds, committed to the University of Michigan. 1 goal and 5 assists in 19 games for Martin. On the right defense, number 8, Jalen Schultz, 6 foot 1, 170 pounds, Cambridge, Minnesota native, 17 games played, and an assist credited to Jalen Schultz this season. In net for the Tri-City Storm, number 30, Jacob Johansson, 6 foot 2, 185 pounds. Johansson, a native of Stockholm, Sweden, and he has played in 16 games this season with a goals against average of 3.09 and a save percentage of 91.5%. He wears number 30. He's in between the pipes for the Storm, and that's Jacob Johansson. Storm coaching staff, Jim Holton is the head coach. Assistants, J.B. Bittner, Eric Largent, and Eric Blaze. This is the 20th game of the season for the Tri-City Storm. And let's get you our three keys to victory presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. And we take a look at these three keys to tonight's game. The Storm need to throw pucks at the net, and they need it. That's how they're going to be able to generate more offense. Last night, the Storm were down 3-2. They needed a goal. Ross Olsen had the puck in the offensive zone. Didn't know what to do with it. Evaded two players. What did he do? Threw the puck at the net. What happened? Generates a rebound that Drew Mayer was able to bang home for the tying goal. That is what the Storm need to do tonight. Throw pucks at the net and make things happen here on the offensive end. Storm also want to make sure they get offense here, and they want to score some goals against Cole Brunn. It's going to be tough, but they want to get offense from their defense, play good defense, and generate the offensive chances on the rush from their defense. We've seen it the first four games with Jim Holton. It's a little bit of a different style, but the Storm want to make sure that they're defensively sound and then generate offense from that defense. Throwing pucks at the net, obviously another key here for the Storm. Finally, the Storm needs something from the power play tonight. They got something from it last night. They were 1-for-4 on the power play. See if they can get something again here against a tough Lancers penalty kill. Lancers penalty kill that is second in the USHL. Special teams has been key for Omaha all year. First in power play, second in penalty kill. Tri-City's power play at 13% right now, in 13th in the league. And their penalty kill is 10th in the league at 83%. Those are your three keys to victory here tonight, presented by New West Sports Medicine. So the Storm are ready. The Lancers are ready. We're ready here on the Breeze. We'll take a pause for the national anthem, and when we return, we'll have the drop of the puck in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play, fourth meeting of these two teams this season, comes your way next on Storm Radio Network, The Breeze 94.5.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers just about ready to drop the puck here on a Saturday night, the second of two meetings between these two teams this weekend. Last night, the Lancers came out ahead with a 5-3 victory. It was 3-3 in the final minute, and the Lancers scored with 30 seconds left to take the lead and then potted an empty netter to finish things off last night. Tonight, the Storm are trying to get revenge here as they come out in their white uniforms with white helmets. Purple lettering and numbering on the back. They'll go from right to left on your radio dial to start this first period. Omaha changes things up, goes with the orange uniforms tonight. Dark burnt orange for Omaha. The black helmets, black lettering and numbering on the back. And that's a change from last night where Omaha went with the black uniforms. They'll go from left to right on your radio dial. We're set to go here at the Viero Event Center. It's the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The referee in this game, Todd Lucina. The linesman, Lucas Bisbee, and Jacob Fraser. We are all ready to go here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, second game for Jim Holton at the Viero Event Center. And the opening faceoff is won by the Omaha Lancers. Lancers have the puck in neutral ice. They dump it back toward the Storm end. Schultz on the far side finds Martin. Cutler Martin back to Jalen Schultz here. On the near side, Tri-City with the puck. And it's to neutral ice, and now it pops out into the Storm bench. And we get a stoppage in play just 15 seconds into this one. Tri-City and Omaha. Storm matching the top line of the Lancers with Hutchison, Berger, and Eastman. They did that all night last night and starting off with it once again here tonight. Faceoff this time won by the Lancers in the near side corner of the Storm. And nice hit by Martin pinning up Vessel into the wall, and on the far side, Chase Berger moves it forward. Hutchison tries to sweep it out. He cannot. And now on a second attempt, it does go out to neutral ice. Eastman was reaching forward to neutral ice, but the Lancers threw it back into the Storm end. And now Cutler Martin leads for Chase Berger on the far side. Banks it off the wall. Gets moved into the Lancer end by Christian Horn. And now back in control are the Lancers. Omaha with the puck on the near side. Matt Nelson to the center. Puck squirts out over to Nolan Glukowski. Banks it out to neutral ice. And now it's taken back by Omaha, and they're offside. Luca Frigo trying to get back. Could not in time. We get a stoppage 57 seconds into the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze. 94.5, Jared Sheffrin with you here as the Storm look to get some revenge against the Lancers. L'Esperance, Horn, and Gomez, the forwards on the ice for the Storm. Gomez was out with an illness yesterday, but he's back and ready to go. Good to see that he has enough strength to go here in this one. Talked to him before the game started, and Garrett said he was ready to go here tonight. Tri-City wins the faceoff. Horn had it on the far side, got poked off his stick, but it goes right to Glukowski. Gomez on the near side found L'Esperance to neutralize. Stopped by Tyler Hines, and now Matt Nelson has it back for Omaha. Nelson on the far side leaves it there for Connor Light. Got it up the far side wall, taken by Gomez. L'Esperance got it in, and tried to lead Gomez, but couldn't. It was turned over to Omaha. Now Luca Frigo the other way takes a shot entering the zone. Johansson got a piece of it with the blocker, and it goes straight into the netting. And out of play here at the Viero Event Center. 18:33 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Omaha scoreless here on the Breeze. Just a minute and a half in. Good chance for the Storm as they enter the zone there with L'Esperance most recently. However, a little miscommunication between him and Gomez. He was kind of going the other way from where Gomez was going and turned right over to the Lancers. Faceoff is going to be to the right of Jacob Johansson in the Storm in. Drew Mayer will take it against Angelo, Anthony Angelo. Tri-City able to win it. Dello clears all the way out, and icing is whistled on Tri-City. So we'll redo that faceoff here. Only 8 seconds come off the clock. And we'll see the faceoff once again to the right of Johansson. Again, Mayer against Angelo. Storm trying to get revenge against the Lancers from last night after a very close game. And Tri-City able to get control off the faceoff. It's Tori Dello to neutralize. Nice bank pass to the far side, but it was behind Poganski. Drew Mayer lost his stick and neutralize, goes up and picks it up. And now it's Kevin Kerr who swung it around the near side. Mayer, nice little leave there for Lebowski. Lebowski gets his man Folin to fall down, but he chipped the puck ahead. He could have carried it past Folin, but instead he chipped into the near side corner, and now Poganski works with Lebowski here, trying to pry the puck loose. Moved up the near side wall. Mayer throws a hit there. And now it's up to the top of the zone, and it's frozen. And the officials blow the whistle and they'll call a faceoff outside of the Omaha zone. 17:43. Still heat remaining here, just underway in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers are scoreless here on the Breeze. McMurphy on the faceoff now for Tri-City against Brian Williams of Omaha. Storm win the faceoff. Olsen swings it in deep into the Omaha end. Bruns slowed it down with a stick, chipped it into the corner. Joey DiBenedetto over there for the Storm, trying to seal his man off. Now on the near side, it's moved, and Cecere able to keep it in for a second. Now he'll drop back on defense as Tucker Pullman has it for Omaha. On the far side, it's chipped forward. Williams couldn't bring it out. Storm trying to keep it in deep, but Glukowski fanned on a dump-in. And now the Lancers have it in the circles. It's Johnson. Now on the far side, it's moved forward. It's dumped down by Austin Pooley. Pooley goes to get it against Glukowski, swings it around the near side. Louis Rowe banks it up top. It's Nelson who swings it on the far side. Hit Light's skate. And Connor Light throws one at the net. Hit the outside of the net. And a nice seal off by Glukowski behind the net. McMurphy got it to Cecere on the far side. DiBenedetto couldn't play it. And it's thrown to the net. Down loose in front there. And a shot from the Lancers. Johansson makes the save off the pad. Banked off the near side out to neutral ice for the Storm. Now Vessel will bring it back in. Had to wait for Randolph to tag up. Randolph back to Vessel. And up top for Nelson. Eastman got a piece of it. Nelson still regains control. Throws it in his net. And a chance for Huff. Just put it wide. Huff just tried to deflect it there. And he put it wide. Nelson now on the far side point. Put it down low for Randolph. Glukowski pinning him in. Glukowski found the puck on the far side, got it out of the zone, and back to neutral ice. Storm are once again matching that top line. Here's Hutchison with a turnover. Chase Berger tried to move past an Omaha player. And a nice job by the Lancers to recover defensively after a good chance for Nick Hutchison. Now it's Hutchison again with the puck, and he just backhands that one to the far side corner. Eastman over there to get it. Eastman, first man of the loose puck. Two Lancers on him. Puts it into the near side corner. L'Esperance comes in to help. Chance in front. Gomez score! Gomez from L'Esperance! It's Gomez's first of the season! 15:45 remaining in the first period. What a play by Kyle Eastman. Working in the near side with two Lancers draped on him. Got it to L'Esperance. And a nice backhand pass from L'Esperance. Found Gomez in front, and he beats Bruns. First goal of the season. The last time Gomez scored a goal was against this Lancer team in the preseason when he won the last preseason game for the Storm, beating Bruns on a similar play. He fired that shot from the circle, beating Bruns, and it's 1-0 Tri-City. What a big goal for Garrett Gomez here, getting on the scoreboard for the first time this season. And as we resume play, Cutler Martin plays it for Tri-City off the wall. And up, gloved down by the Lancers. And it's moved into the Storm end once again. Garrett Gomez makes it 1-0, a huge goal for Tri-City. Gomez worked very hard to get some points. Now here's L'Esperance and Horn, and they're offside. L'Esperance fed a pass to Horn. Horn was eager to get up to it, and did not wait for the puck to cross the line before he did. So we got an offsides on Tri-City. 15-13 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. And we've already got a goal from Garrett Gomez. It goes on the Storm's first shot on net on Bruns. And it's 1-0 Tri-City. And we were talking about Garrett Gomez, supposed to be one of the veteran leaders, returners for this team. He had about as slow of a start as you can have. No points here. He didn't have any points until last weekend when he picked up two assists against Team USA. And really just one of the guys that the Storm were going to count on. And he never came through until right now. A big goal for Gomez. His first of the season. Last year he had 8. And now Omaha has possession here, cycling in the Storm. And it's Henderson on the far side. He scored a goal last night. And the Lancers played over to near side where Foley able to keep it in against Slabosky. Down low for Angelo. Angelo, nice little move to get past Dello. On the goal line with a chance in front for Henderson. It was blocked by Mayer, but Henderson picks it up. Throws it to Foley. Takes a shot. Johansson gets a piece of it with the glove. And now on the near side, Kevin Kerr left it for Dello. Now put around the near side. Henderson intercepts. Omaha with big pressure here. And a shot was deflected out of play. Shot came from Angelo on a one-timer. Nice stoppage in play for Tri-City. They needed to regroup there. 14-15 remaining in the opening first period of play. The lone goal thus far for Garrett Gomez and the Tri-City Storm. Second consecutive night that the Storm have taken a 1-0 lead here in the first period. Face off to the left of Johansson now. McMurphy against Brian Williams. It's won by the Storm, and Cecere gets it forward. Olsen out to neutral ice. And it's back to Tucker Pullman for Omaha. Pullman steady in his own end. McMurphy all over him. Pullman dropped to his knees but kept control of the puck. And now we'll have an upcoming penalty on Tri-City. Cole Bruns skates to the bench. Louis Rowe had it go under his skate all the way back to the Storm end. Icing whistled on the Lancers, but the faceoff will still be in the Storm end as we have our first penalty of the game. And the Storm will go on the GNC penalty kill here for the next 2 minutes. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. Head to GNC today. Ross Olsen is the man in the box for Tri-City. He's whistled for a penalty. Tonight, Platte Valley State Bank is honoring Greg Schaefer as its veteran of the game. Stormer saluting a veteran each night at the Viero Event Center this season. And tonight, Greg Schaefer, want to salute you and thank you for your service. .13:50 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Omaha is going on a 2-minute power play. The Lancers have the number one power play in the USHL coming into tonight's game. They come in with a power play that ranks at 24.7%. It is number one in the league. They got a goal on it last night. And now they have possession here. Moving across the Storm blue line is Randolph on the near side. Centers it, intercepted by Berger. Tried to clear. He does clear, but he can't get it much past the red line. It's picked up by Gage Huff here and Omaha as they'll regroup in their own end. So even though he didn't get it all the way down, the Lancers retreated back behind their own net to start forward anyway. So counts as a good clear there for Chase Berger. It's wrapped around the Storm end as the Lancers come back in. Martin trying to dig it out. They got it up top and under the stick of Gage Huff and out of the zone again. First 45 seconds of the penalty kill for Tri-City. Very nice. L'Esperance able to steal a pass in neutral ice. Get it back to Dello, who banks it out of the zone once again. Omaha with it. 1 minute gone by here in the GNC penalty kill. Dello down low with Gulkowski trying to pry a puck free. Omaha's got it. On the near side, Randolph from the near side corner. Randolph now to the near side wall. It's played up top, and L'Esperance trying to get to it. He did get to it, and nice play by Joel L'Esperance. Wins that battle and clears the zone. 40 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill now, as Nelson has it for Omaha. Behind their own net, Omaha waiting here to get the right personnel on. And it'll be Nelson who brings it forward on the far side. Jimmy Schult got it to Tate, who chipped it in. Dello calms it down and sends it the length of the ice. Tri-City penalty kill, impressive here for the first minute, 40 minutes of the kill. Lancers with one more rush here. Moved up the ice by Nelson. Loose puck and neutralized. Picked up by Tate. He moves in. Past Schultz to the net. It pops over the net as Johansson had some collision in front. Now it's Nelson. Over to Schultz with a shot. Johansson with a save. Rebound loose. Clear to the far side. Kept in by the Lancers. We're back at even strength. Schultz tried to clear. Another shot. It's blocked in front by McMurphy. It's up top for Olsen and out of the zone. All the way down. It's an icing, though, on Tri-City. And they can't change. Olsen there had it bank off his back. And then he just swept it all the way down the ice, but he was well behind the red line. 11:38 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm lead 1-0 with one shot on goal. Almost halfway through the period, Storm just with that one shot, but it counts. And it's 1-0. Face off for the Lancers, won by Omaha, and Johnson threw a shot at the net that was blocked, and Tri-City sent it the length of the ice again, and it's icing again. This time, Kyle Eastman, again, thought that he had a man streaking, and it wasn't there. So icing is whistled on Tri-City again. Johansson was getting ready for the faceoff on one side. They switch it over to the far side. To the right of Johansson. Faceoff won by Omaha, but taken by Olsen. And this time he'll have room to get to the red line, but he cannot bring it in deep. And here come the Lancers the other way. Stopped as they came in by Martin. Good pressure by Hines. He sweeps one in on net, and Johansson makes the save. So we get a stoppage, and finally the Storm can change and get the right personnel on the ice. Shaky couple seconds there for Tri-City as they had two consecutive icings after a penalty kill, but they still lead 1-0. They get the right personnel on, and it's 11:16 remaining in the first period. 1-0 Tri-City on Garrett Gomez's first of the season. Faceoff won by the Storm now to Cecere. Now Kevin Kerr on the near side. Got it forward for L'Esperance, who chips it to Gomez. Nice little move. Gets it to Horn. Horn tried to go past Nelson and couldn't. Nice job by Matt Nelson defensively by Omaha. And now the Lancers have possession moving up the ice. They bring it to the far side. Cecere able to corral the loose puck. L'Esperance leaves it for Horn. He's in onside. Horn puts one in the far side corner for Gomez. Nice play on the far side wall there. Gets moved out for L'Esperance. L'Esperance holding it in. Kept in by Glukowski. And now the Lancers have possession. Nelson will move forward. And Tyler Hines is in onside. Hines moves to the center. Wheels around one man. Tries to go past Horn and gets there to the center. Blocked by L'Esperance as the Storm converged there. And here comes Christian Horn. And he's just going to move in onside and take a long shot that missed wide. Lebowski onto the ice comes and picks it up. Gets taken down. Penalty upcoming. Dan Lebowski draws yet another Century 21 power play for Tri-City in the Storm. We'll go on a man advantage here for the first time tonight. Every day is sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Tri-City on the power play, and they're able to win the faceoff back to Cecere. Cecere got it to Lebowski on the wall, got it back to Cecere, holds, finds Kerr on the far side. Nice cross-ice pass to Lebowski, couldn't handle it cleanly, gets back to it. Dan Lebowski, top of the left circle. Cecere, now to Kerr on the top of the right circle. Back to Cecere at the center. Takes a shot. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound was loose on the far side. And it's played up top by the Lancers and out. Cecere able to recover and neutralize. Back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the near side for Lebowski. Lebowski trying to enter the zone, and he does. And he tries to get it in deep. The pass was blocked and sent the length of the ice by Omaha. 40 seconds into the Century 21 power play for Tri-City. Full lean in the box for the Lancers. Cecere on the far side, L'Esperance. L'Esperance got it to Horn. He's in onside. Horn to the center, and it was blocked there by the Lancers. Nice job on the back check by Connor Light. Swung around and out of the zone by Omaha, and all the way down it goes. Johansson will leave for Jalen Schultz. 1 minute gone by, 1 minute remaining here in the Century 21 power play at the Viero Event Center. Storm lead 1-0, 9:10 remaining in the period. L'Esperance on the near side, Poganski. He's in onside, gets taken down, no call coming, and sent the length of the ice by the Lancers again. 9 minutes remaining in the opening period. Nebraska Lottery, first period of play in the Storm of the Century 21 power play. Skulkowski on the far side. Got it in there to Christian Horn. Horn charging behind the Lancers net. Swings it around the near side. Up top for Jalen Schultz. Now to the center. Glukowski tees one up, and it was blocked by Hines. In the far side corner it goes. Glukowski comes in to keep it there. Plays it to some open space on the near side, but it's played out by the Lancers. Big collision there between Schultz and a Lancer defenseman, Tucker Pullman. And now Schultz got it forward, but turned it over to Forsbacher Carlson, and now the Lancers have it with the final seconds ticking down. Here comes a chance for Randolph. He shoots. Save made by Johansson, and he covers up. We're back at even strength with 8:18 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Lancers are trailing the Storm 1-0. However, the shots on goal, the Storm only have one, and they have scored on it. Garrett Gomez with the goal. Six shots on net for the Lancers, and just one for the Storm. 8:18 remaining here in the first period. Face off to the right of Jacob Johansson as it's moved on the far side wall. Lancers have it. Centering pass is picked up there by Joe Schultz. Schultz with a shot was blocked by Cutler Martin. And now on the far side, Nicholas Folien for the Lancers moves it forward. Nice job by the Storm in neutral ice. Eastman tries to bring it in. Takes a hit. Storm do get it in. Have to tag up onside. And Schultz brings it around the far side for the Lancers. Nice job by Hutchison to keep it in. Berger gets to it. Berger gets spun off the puck. Gets it back. Throws one at the net. Save made by Bruns. There's the second shot on net for Tri-City. And now it's moved forward by the Lancers. Huff got it past Martin. Here's Vessel on the near side to the center. Deflected away by Kevin Kerr. Nice job by the Storm. And Hutchison pushing Randolph out of the center. And now it's Cutler Martin for Tri-City. Martin makes a nifty move past Huff. Throws one on net. Deflected out of play by Bruns with the blocker. That's a great play by Cutler Martin. Just throwing that puck on net and setting up an offensive faceoff for the Tri-City Storm. 7:26 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm leading the Lancers 1-0 on a goal by Garrett Gomez. Storm with just two shots on net here in the first 12-plus minutes of play, but one of them has been a goal, and they lead. Faceoff is to the right of Cole Bruns. McMurphy will take the draw for Tri-City. It's won by Omaha. And here come the Lancers. Henderson with the rush. It's 2-on-2 with Ryan Tate. He takes a shot. Save Johansson. He pokes the loose rebound to the far side for Tori Dello. Dello going to calm it down and swing to the near side for Olsen. Olsen on the near side wall. Got it forward. Henderson keeps it in. And now the Lancers had it intercepted by McMurphy. Got it forward for Ross Olsen. Puck's loose and neutralized. Olsen's got it. Olsen into the zone. Banks it off the far side glass. Goes and gets it on the far side corner. Takes a hit. Goes down, Joey DiBenedetto in there trying to help, but the Lancers take control and will move forward now. Moving up the ice is Tate. Tate on the near side for the Lancers. Takes a shot. Johansson with the save on the far side. The rebound kept in by Johnson. Tate gets to it in the far side corner. Up top for Johnson with a shot well high and out of play. Deflected out by Ryan McMurphy, who was out on the point there covering the shot. And we get a stoppage here in the first period. 1-0 the score, Tri-City leading the Lancers. From Mercury to the edge of the Milky Way, there's only one place in the universe you can play Nebraska Pick 5. At a Nebraska Lottery retailer, with a $50,000 starting jackpot and drawing 6 days a week, pick up a Nebraska Pick 5 ticket today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Tri-City Storm here in the Nebraska Lottery first period have a 1-0 lead on the Omaha Lancers. The lone goal of this one scored by Garrett Gomez. Both teams have had a power play opportunity. Both teams unsuccessful. Two penalties to Ross Olsen for tripping and Nicholas Folien also for tripping. By the way, the assists on the Gomez goal officially to Les Barance and Kyle Eastman, the time of the goal, 4:15 of the first period. 6:39 remaining in that opening frame. Tri-City with a 1-0 lead. Face off in the Storm end to the right of Jacob Johansson. Les Barance and Brian Williams on the draw. Faceoffs won by the Lancers and controlled by Schultz, who put it wide. And now it's picked up by Gomez, trying to outlet it there to Christian Horn and neutral ice. And it's taken back to neutral ice. Les Barance able to sweep it in. Matt Nelson controls the Omaha defenseman. Gets it forward to Louis Rowe. And here's a 2-on-2. Brian Williams in onside to the far side. And a shot by Pooley. Save made by Johansson with the glove. Kevin Kerr pushing and shoving. Gomez gets involved. Louis Rowe, of course, swarms into the center. Referees separate the two teams. 6:12 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm lead a 1-0 on the goal by Garrett Gomez. 9-2 now, the shots on goal. Lancers with a healthy margin of shots so far, but still trail 1-0. Face off to the left of Johansson. Drew Mayer and Jacob Forsbacher Carlson will take it. One by the Lancers. And Schultz gets it taken away by Lebowski. We get a stoppage. And we got penalty calls for both sides. They got an interference on Mayer, I think. Lebowski would have been sprung to the races. Oh, and they're actually not on Mayer. Since this is an unbelievable whistle that they called that whistle. Lebowski had the puck and was streaking up the ice, and they call a penalty on the Lancers and whistle it. Unbelievable. How did the official call that? The Storm in full possession of the puck, and they call a whistle on the Lancers. Storm with a century 21 power play. However, had the whistle not been blown, Lebowski would have been free for a big play and a delayed penalty. So the Storm with a faceoff, they're back on the century 21 power play. Cecere plays it to L'Esperance with a shot that's deflected into the netting and out of play. 5:59 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And it's hard to complain when you're on the power play, because that's what the Storm are right now for another minute 52 seconds. They say that L'Esperance hit it straight out, so they'll have the faceoff out to neutral ice. But still going back to that chance for Lebowski, would have had a lot of room to skate. Can't believe they blew that whistle down. That's why I thought it would be a penalty on the Storm. Drew Mayer was unsure of the call, and he was the one that was interfered with. Lancers win the faceoff and clear it all the way back to the Storm end. It's Tyler Hines that's in the box for interference for Omaha. 5:40 remaining here in the opening period. Nice play to get it in onside for Christian Horn on the far side. To the center, L'Esperance lost it. Picked up by Glukowski, though. Glukowski's in deep, swings it around. It got hit off the boards awkwardly. Poganski had it. Glukowski couldn't keep it in on a clearing attempt by Omaha. It's back to neutral ice. Cecere swung it to Glukowski. Glukowski's all spun around here on this play, but he still manages to keep the puck. Now he'll circle around it. Glukowski, I don't know what he's thinking right now. He's all over the place. And he's able to slow things down here and play it behind his own net to Cecere. Cecere will start forward now. We still got 55 seconds left on this power play. L'Esperance is in onside. L'Esperance to the net. Takes a shot. Save made. Rebound Horn. Another save by Bruns. Horn had a rebound there in between the two circles. And he ripped one on net. Cole Bruns makes the save and keeps it 1-0. Nice power play opportunity. L'Esperance came in on the left side. Beat a Lancer defenseman and put a shot on net. Bruns made the save. The rebound bounced into the slot, and Christian Horn had a good opportunity. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Nice job by Chase Berger there. On the far side, Kevin Kerr for Schultz. Now on the near side, Gomez. Gomez backed up top to Schultz. Now Kerr on the far side. Trouned Berger in the slot. It banked off his skate, and all the way down the Lancers send it. We get a puck all the way down in the Storm end. Under 5 minutes remaining here in this period, 17 seconds left in the power play. Schultz in onside. Played by the Lancers on the far side. It bounces to the top of the zone and out. 10 seconds left on the penalty to Hines. Storm bring it in. Here's Olsen with a shot that's deflected wide. Rebound behind the net picked up by the Lancers. Final seconds of the power play. Here we're back at even strength, but nice work there behind the net by Olsen. Lancers and Hines calling for it. Hines has got it. Here's a 2-on-1. Hines takes the shot and misses the net wide. Rebound comes out for Olsen. He'll take it the length of the ice. To Gomez in the center, and Bruns hopped on top, and there is a whistle, but the puck squirted out. We get a whistle with 3:49 remaining here in the period. Bruns just dove at the puck head first, and the official blew the whistle right away when Bruns had possession. But the puck came out after that. And a couple chances for the Storm on that power play, but they were unable to put one by Bruns. It's 1-0 Storm, 3:49 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Mayer against Angelo on the faceoff. Faceoff is scrum 4 and won by Tri-City. Nice job by Poganski to win that battle. Now on the near side, Poganski has it. Poganski up top for Martin, but it's turned over to Tate. Tate to the center. In onside. Tate takes a shot, save made by Johansson. Now on the far side, Lancers the rebound, but they put it out of the zone. Pass from Schultz to Folien went behind the blue line and back to neutral ice. Folien has it now for the Lancers as they regroup. Nice hit by Mayer in neutral ice. Turns the puck right to the Storm. Another big hit by Folien on Dello. Brings it back. And Poganski lofts one out of play to stop the clock. 3:14 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City has a 1-0 lead on the Lancers. Only goal scored by Garrett Gomez, his first of the season. Lancers now out shooting the Storm on the board. 10-5 here unofficially with 3:14 remaining in the first. L'Esperance wins the draw against Brian Williams. Storm have it in neutral ice. Bukowski lofts one into the Omaha end. Nelson tried to play it for Omaha. Now they move up the far side wall. Louis Rowe sends one all the way down. It's going to be icing on the Lancers. Glukowski wins that battle. And Glukowski, after the play, roughing it up with Austin Pooley. Pooley came in pretty quick trying to negate that icing. And Glukowski didn't like it. Glukowski shoved him after the play. Pooley did get close to Nolan. See, get an in-house replay. The puck went across the line. Pooley was racing for it, and he definitely instigated a little bit, but Nolan Glukowski definitely let him know that he wasn't happy about it. And they're going to send a couple people to the box. And interestingly enough, Brian Williams and Garrett Cecere both go. Neither Glukowski or Pooley, the two that started the whole thing, end up in the box. Coincidental minors, though, so no loss of manpower on the ice. Lancers here with a late change. And the Storm want to match that. Lancers try to bring their top line on late, and then Tri-City said, hey, we're going to bring our top line on. And the officials are going to stop all that now. Storm are very upset here with the way that the Lancers got that late change in there. They are the visiting team, and Tri-City is the team that's supposed to have the last change. Storm win the faceoff here, and Gomez has it on the near side corner. Took a hit, left it for L'Esperance. L'Esperance takes a shove, plays it to Horn. Christian Horn lost the puck to Vessel. Vessel ended up making it onto the ice, but the rest of the Omaha top line didn't. And now Kerr has it on the far side with L'Esperance. L'Esperance had it bank off a skate into the center of the Storm, and it goes down for Louis Rowe. Rowe put it to the center, took a hit. Now the Storm take it. It's Garrett Gomez on the near side. Gomez passed the red line, throws one into the Omaha end. And it's picked up by Johnson, who moved it forward, but it was blocked down. Nice forecheck. Eastman ran in to Gomez at center ice there as Gomez was trying to go to the bench. Both players right back up and okay. And now the puck's on the near side corner as Cutler-Martin moved it forward, taken by Lancers. Chance in front there. Randolph was there with a deflection. And I believe Johansson made a save. Now here's Chase Berger with under 2 minutes remaining in the period. Berger flips it in on the far side. Try to go chase. Sealed off by Johnson and Pooley, and Pullman has it. Pullman to the center. All the way there trying to get Randolph taken away by the Storm. Eastman put it right in on Johansson, who's going to cover up and stop play. Cutler-Martin and Gage Huff making sure that neither player is going to take a liberty there in front of Johansson's net as we get the stoppage with 1:35 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. And we see Forsbacka Carlson and Drew Mayer to take the faceoff here. Faceoff won by the Lancers and a shot from Frigo saved by Johansson. Another shot saved, another shot hit the post. It hit the post. Now Schultz with a shot and a save by Johansson. Oh, the Lancers came oh so close there. They had a bunch of chances at the net. And Johansson was true. One of those shots, I believe, hit the crossbar and went out. 1:25 remaining here in this period. Been a helter-skelter last few minutes for Tri-City as Omaha's threatening. Schultz off the faceoff to Hines on the near side. Very physical. Lukowski roughing him up against the wall. Puck comes out to Schultz. Makes the pass to the far side. Here's a chance for Folien. Center pass to the tip just wide. Another chance in front went wide. Oh, a big opportunity for the Lancers, and now they have to tag up as that one was offside. Martin plays it forward for the Storm into the zone, but too far in front of L'Esperance. Final minute of the period. Jimmy Schultz on the near side. Got it at neutral ice for Tyler Hines. Hines is in onside. Glukowski against him. Carlson takes a hit from Martin. And now on the near side, it's Gomez. He took a shove from Frigo, and it's turned over to L'Esperance. Now on the far side, Christian Horn. Horn with room to skate just flips one in as he takes a nice hit from Luca Frigo. 30 seconds remaining in the period. Lancers have possession, but they miscue on a pass, and now Jalen Schultz picks it up. Glukowski calms it down with a skate, banks it off the glass to neutralize. Henderson for the Lancers had it first, but takes a hit from Berger. Pucks battle in the in front of the Storm bench, and now it's Eastman who brings it forward. Eastman on the far side takes a hit, but gets it in deep. Nelson wraps it around the near side with 10 seconds remaining in the period. Hutchison with a nice hit on the near side to keep it in the zone. Now it's down low. Berger tries to move past one man, threw it to the front. Lancers steered out of harm's way, and that'll how the period will end. Hard-working period for both teams. Lancers and Storm both got some chances. Omaha was definitely threatening toward the latter half of the period, but the Tri-City Storm take an early 1-0 lead on a goal by Garrett Gomez. And that's the score right now after 20 minutes. Gomez on the goal from L'Esperance and Eastman at 4:15. And that's how we stand. We'll take a break and come back with a Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Diamond Focal, quality for a lifetime.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Focal paint store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
20 minutes gone by here in the first. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm on top of the Omaha Lancers, 1-0. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And joining us here for our Stadler Implement Period Recap is the Tri-City Storm beat writer for the Kearney Hub. That's Connor O'Gara. Connor, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, a pleasure as always.
Connor, we saw the first period here, and you've been here for this whole series, so now you've seen four periods between these two teams. Obviously, last night, a thrilling game and a tough loss for the Storm, but what have you seen here so far tonight?
Well, the first goal of the game, first shot on net, that was an important goal for Garrett Gomez, his first of the season, and even more importantly, probably, first shot on net against Cole Bruns, arguably the best goaltender in the USHL. So it's kind of like in baseball. You know, if you're facing Clayton Kershaw, you want to be able to get those runs off him early before he settles in, and the Storm were able to do that. So definitely a positive sign in that first period.
And not only as you talk about the goaltender settling in, but the Omaha defense as well, because, you know, it's not just the goaltending for the Lancers. Their defense, I mean, there's a reason why their goaltending numbers on for both their starter and their backup, and we saw Hayden Hockey last night. Both those numbers for those guys are outstanding. So you look at the defense there, and you see led by Pooley and can't remember the other guys now that I'm in the intermission, but you got Pullman, and you've got Johnson, and you've got Matt Nelson does a good job as well. Those guys are a veteran defense back there. And obviously, they're going to be tough to score goals on.
But I think it was an important play. Kyle Eastman's the one that sets all that up. He gets out of a one-on-two situation and is able to get a puck to Joel Esperance. Esperance makes the nice pass, of course, to Gomez. And I think that's kind of one of the things that Jim Holton is talking about. He's talking about just being physical and kind of getting rid of some of that fancy play. He thinks that they're a little too cute with the puck sometimes. And just getting out of those scrums like that and being able to get a shot on net is an important thing and something this hockey team needs to do more often.
Talk about getting rid of that fancy play. Two of those fancy players not in the lineup for the Storm tonight, and that's Chris Wilkie and Thomas Aldworth. And we haven't really talked much about it on the broadcast here yet, but Chris Wilkie, this is the first time that he's not in the lineup for the Storm this season. He's a healthy scratch and definitely a message being sent by a coach to his players here tonight.
It's a clean slate completely. I think that's an important thing to remember. You know, just because you were a top draft pick, or it doesn't matter how much playing time you got under an old regime, under a new regime, I mean, it is truly a clean slate. And, you know, Holton's going to pick his guys. He is going to go with the ones that are producing. And right now, young players need to realize that, you know, their jobs are at stake. Playing time is definitely at stake right now.
We absolutely saw it last night with Hayden Levine being chosen to start this weekend off against the Lancers, and then tonight with Aldworth and Wilkie scratch. Both of those players, and nobody's denying that they have an extreme amount of talent, and they probably have a bright hockey future here for North Dakota and for Providence College, two of the top teams in the NCAA. However, Jim Holton's trying to get a point across, and I think he's trying to send a message before they get to those schools. You got to play a certain way, and it's really defense first. And that's the thing he's been stressing, is defense first through one period. You've held a high-scoring Lancer team off the board, but I think he's trying to emphasize to the forwards, you got to get back, you got to back check, and you got to focus on getting defense first, and then you can generate your offense from there.
We saw Joel Esperance had a really nice clear on a power play. You're going against the top power play unit in the USHL. You got to be able to clear pucks, and Joel Esperance had a big play to be able to step up and do that, and that's a forward and a guy that's not traditionally in that role. So it's little things like that are going to kind of earn playing time and are going to make you a favorite in a new coach's eyes.
Anything you've seen here, this is the first two times you're seeing this team with the new coach, anything else you've picked up on that's a little bit different about the style other than the new coach?
Even last night, I saw a really nice effort out of them just to be able to – Holton made the point after the game. He said that any time that they lost momentum, they got it back. And I think for a team that's struggling the way that the Storm has, you need to be able to rally back and not necessarily get down when a team scores two goals in 75 seconds. And the Storm didn't do that last night. They need to be able to rebound in some of those situations. And on top of that, they need to learn how to play when they're ahead and hold a lead like they are tonight. I think they're fortunate to get out of that first period with a 1-0 lead. You can kind of see Omaha get some better looks around the net later in the period. And obviously they have the 12-5 shots on goal advantage right now. And the Storm need to be able to regroup a little bit defensively and prevent a high-scoring team from getting some momentum going.
Last thing before we let you go, any individual players that you've seen that you think have taken a step in the right direction here in the last couple nights?
I mean, you could look at a couple of guys. I thought that line last night did a really good job with Chase Berger. I thought Chase Berger had a nice game with Nick Hutchinson, Kyle Eastman. That's a line that Holton talked very highly of afterwards. Said they're doing some nice things with the puck, creating some good chances on that. And I think Christian Horn too has gotten a couple good looks early. They like getting him out on that edge and getting him with some speed so he can create. And I wouldn't be surprised if he finds the net before tonight's over, because he's really kind of surging right now with that line.
He reminds me a lot of what we saw last year from Trevor Mingoia, a guy who leaves college. He can make an immediate impact. And in the beginning, he was getting a lot of assists and setting people up, but he wasn't finding the back of the net. And I think later in the season, you saw Mingoia kind of take some games over. That's the ability that Horn has. If he can get a little bit more acclimated and a little bit more comfortable with the puck on his stick, he can be a big-time goal scorer in this league.
Storm don't care who scores goals. Right now, they're in no position to pick and choose. They will take whatever goals they can get.
Yeah, they're getting about 2 goals per game here, and they've got half of that output just from the first period. Connor O'Gara joining us here in the Sadler Implement Period Recap. Thanks very much for joining us, and we look forward to reading everything in the Hub in the next coming days.
Pleasure as always.
We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with a check of the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Jared Sheffrin with you here, and we are going to check the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. .com. And a lot of games once again in the USHL all across the board this weekend. They started on Wednesday. We had some Thanksgiving games on Thursday. Last night, a bunch of games on Friday. And now here tonight, everybody in action. We've got Green Bay up 4-1 against Muskegon. Now, this has been a statement weekend for the Green Bay Gamblers. Last night, they went into Muskegon and won 7-2. Tonight, after 2 periods, they're up 4-1. And so just a dominating performance in Muskegon by Green Bay. Both teams really close in the Eastern Conference standings to each other, but the Gamblers have proved that they are much better than the Lumberjacks this weekend, at least. They lead 4-1 after 2 periods. After 1 period in Chicago at the edge, Indiana and the Steel are scoreless. Des Moines has a 3-0 lead on Lincoln in Des Moines. The Buccaneers get out to a big start after 1 period. They're up 3-0 on the Lincoln Stars. Goals for Tyler Durante's, Kevin Antipov, and Danny Elser, and it's 3-0 Des Moines. Sioux City is trailing Waterloo. That is a good game in Young Arena. The Blackhawks have a 2-1 lead on the Musketeers. And this game also in the first intermission. Goals in the first period for Waterloo's Peter Krieger and Patrick Russell. Jared Thomas scores the only goal for the Musketeers in the first. Blackhawks have a 2-1 lead after one. Dubuque, after losing to Sioux Falls last night in Sioux Falls, has a 2-1 lead over Fargo at the end of one. Fighting Saints last night were shut out and already have scored two goals here in this one after one period in Fargo. Jacob Benson and Seamus Malone with the goals there for Dubuque. Garrett Gray with the goal for the Fargo Force. It's 2-1 Fighting Saints after one. Sioux Falls is at home again tonight to face Team USA, and the Stampede have a 1-0 lead on Team USA again also after one period of play. Stampede on top 1-0 over Team USA. The lone goal there for Zeb Knutson on the power play from C.J. Franklin and Dennis Kravchenko. Ho-hum there for Sioux Falls. They are playing the 17 and under team here tonight. Goaltender for Team USA is Michael Lackey, who the Storm saw last weekend. And right here in Tri-City, it's 1-0. Storm leading the Lancers after one, and a goal by Garrett Gomez. We'll take a break and come back for the second period here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Ready for the second period here at the Viero Event Center. They drop the puck, and the Lancers win it all the way back to Bruns. Bruns
looked like he was going to cover the puck, let it go, and swept it behind the net, but a whistle blows. So we get a stoppage in play here 5 seconds in to the second period, which is presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Tri-City leading 1-0 and going from left to right on your radio dial for the second. Omaha from right to left. Face-off here in the Lancer end to the left of Bruns, Eastman and Vessel on the draw. It's one forward by the Lancers, and Randolph has it on the far side for Huff with a shot save made by Johansson, and he hangs on. Two quick stoppages here in the second period, just 15 seconds in. Lone goal in this one, scored by Garrett Gomez. Face-off now to the left of Johansson in the Storm, and in Berger we'll take it for Tri-City, but it's won by the Lancers. Pullman with a shot was blocked by Eastman. Goes out to neutralize. Pullman recovers, and now Hutchison puts it back into the Lancer end. Pullman takes a hit from Eastman. Nice job by Eastman. Centering pass was taken by Omaha, and Randolph to the races again. On the near side, Huff. Huff gets past Glukowski, leaves it for Randolph in the near side corner. Cecere is there, and it's turned over to Chase Berger. Berger on the far side for Tri-City. Got it forward to Hutchison. Bounce the red line, and it's scrum four and then dumped in by Eastman. Puck banks off the far glass, and Cole Bruns leaves it there. Nice little move by Connor Light to get past Eastman on the forecheck. Light skating up the ice. Storm go on a change. Light now on the near side with a shot, and Johansson makes the save. Rebound on the far side, picked up by Gomez, and here comes Christian Horn. Horn to the races on the far side. Trying to center one, went off Forsbacka. Carlson pops in the air. Horn takes it back. Horn had a chance to go up top to Cecere. Now a chance in front for L'Esperance. Went wide. Kept in, though, by Glukowski. Makes a move to the net. Shoots wide. And on the far side, the rebound picked up by Cecere. Keeps it in. Banked it off a skate to Gomez. Gomez trying to get it to the center, and he was taken off the puck. And now Glukowski leaves it for Cecere. Turned over to Omaha, though, and a chance and a save by Johansson. That play defensively, Glukowski slow to get back. And it turns into an opportunity for Omaha. And before that, Glukowski had a great look at the net and missed well wide. So Nolan Glukowski right now just got to simplify things. Trying to do too much on the back end. Got to simplify and calm it down for the Storm. They lead 1-0 here, a minute and a half into the second. Tri-City wins a faceoff, and Kevin Kerr gets it out of the zone and all the way down the Lancer end. It'll be an icing on Tri-City. So they'll redo the faceoff here. A lot of stoppages. Stop and start here. Start to the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Drew Mayer will take the draw against Anthony Angelo of the Lancers. To the left of Johansson in the Storm end. It's won by Omaha. Now the center and a shot save made by Johansson on the rebound. Played by the Lancers, and Folin, who's in deep. Folin now down low. He'll skirt back to the top. And it's turned over to the Storm. Mayer, nice pass on the far side. Lebowski, here come the Storm in numbers. Lebowski on the far side, tees one up. Deflection behind the net. And the rebound's behind the net. Mayer got taken down. He's back on his feet trying to get possession. Bouncing puck into the far side corner, picked up by Tate. Tate got into the center, almost turned over to Lebowski, but it's now taken out to neutral ice, and the Storm recover it. Dello with it on his stick, gets to the red line, dumps in deep. Wrapped around the wall to the far side. McMurphy goes to get it, but can't get it against two Lancers. Nice job by DiBenedetto. Almost broke up that play. And now in neutral ice, it's moved back to the Storm. And now back to Schultz. And now we got a broken stick here, and DiBenedetto able to get to the puck on the far side. Kept in by the Storm. Shot went wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Martin. Martin takes another shot. Save made by Bruns with the glove. Nice shot by Martin, just turning nothing into something. Getting a shot on net, and Bruns makes the save. 17-13 remaining in the middle period here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City leading by a slim margin, 1-0. Face-off to the left of Cole Bruns here in the Lancers end. L'Esperance against Brian Williams. This is the Storm. They like to match the Omaha fourth line with their first line, as most teams you would expect would do. Lancers win the face-off, and they move up the ice. Here's Johnson to the center, and a shot and a save. Johansson rebound. Oh, my goodness. Johansson, another save. On Johnson, Johansson just got a piece of it and kept it out. Now it's Johnson again now down low. And a chance in front for the Lancers. And a shot deflects off the head of L'Esperance over the net. Lancers threatening here with this fourth line, getting chances. It's Pooley
Williams and Louis Rowe. Williams behind the net to Rowe. Sweeps it in front. Another chance for Williams. Can't get a shot off. And Gomez just banks it off the glass high up there and forces it out of the zone. It goes back into the zone. And now it's played by Cecere. Cecere got it ahead. Chipped off Pullman's stick deep into the Lancers' end. Berger goes to chase. Berger was sealed off by Pullman now on the near side. Swept to the far side by the Lancers to Louis Rowe. Rowe is in onside. Trying to sweep one past Schultz. Picked up by Eastman. He gets it to Hutchison. Hutchison gets it in deep, and he'll go and chase against Pullman. Hutchison throws Pullman to the corner, but the Lancers take the puck, and Nelson's got a chance. Cutler-Martin deflects it off the stick into the storm end, turns it over to Randolph. Centering pass! Put loose puck in the center, and it's taken away by the storm. Hutchison with it, 2-on-2. Hutchison in onside, deflects off Nelson's stick. Nice defense by Matt Nelson. Hutchison, though, uses his body, gets it to Berger. Berger on the far side. Eastman got it up top. Deflection went wide. Rebound on the near side is played by Randolph out of the zone, all the way to the storm end. Icing will be waved off as Schultz goes to get it. Schultz on the near side. Eastman has it now. Lost it, though. And a centering pass and a save made by Johansson on Luca Frigo. Johansson keeps it scoreless, 1-0 Storm. Johansson keeps Omaha scoreless, 1-0 Storm. 15:26 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Johansson with a couple key saves early on in the period. Keeping it 1-0, the Lancers threatening here, carrying over some momentum they built up at the end of the first. Face off won by Tri-City behind their own net. It's Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski takes a big hit on the far side as it went into the Omaha end. He's right back up on his feet, and he shakes that one off. Frigo with it behind the Lancers' net. Going to start forward now for Schultz. Schultz to the center of the zone. Forecheck by Poganski to get past him. Foline wraps it around the storm end to the far side. Played by Hines. Tyler Hines to the center. A stick was loose there. It was the stick of a Storm player, Mayer, and the Storm are in onside. Lebowski sweeps into the center. Kevin Kerr with it. Kerr makes one move past Forsbacka. Carlson puts it in deep. Schultz played it there for Omaha. Now Foline on the far side. Got it forward to Forsbacka. Carlson. He's in onside on the far side. Plays it to the center. His deflection in on Johansson. And McMurphy came barreling in as a Sear, who stopped him from hitting the post. And Johansson just stopped play and held on to it. 14:34 remaining in this period. Now the shot's getting lopsided, 18-6 for the Lancers. They keep coming. The Storm have the 1-0 lead. McMurphy on the faceoff is won by the Lancers, and a shot from Johnson, a save by Johansson. He hangs on. At this point, the Storm cannot keep going like this. They have the 1-0 lead, and that's all and well, but it's only a matter of time before the Lancers break through, and the Storm need to work on trying to get some more of this play back into the Lancer end of things and working on getting a second goal and extending the lead. Lancers win another faceoff. Johnson on the far side puts it in deep behind the net. On the near side now, it's brought ahead by Tate. Left it there to the top, and it's out of the zone. Pullman's got to recover and neutralize. Forecheck from McMurphy. Lancers turn it the other way. Nice job by Glukowski. Try to get it back to McMurphy just out of the reach of his stick. And now the Lancers have it as Henderson plays it into the storm end. Cecere twisting and turning back in his own zone. Got it forward to McMurphy. McMurphy slowly starts forward. Got it to Olsen, who chipped it in deep. De Benedetto back to Chase. Ties up Johnson, goes into the far side wall. De Benedetto trying to win a battle there, but there's three Lancers against him. And the Storm finish a change as Pullman rushes up the ice. On the far side, Tate. Tate into the far side corner. L'Esperance got it forward, took a hit. Pullman with a shot that went wide. Johansson got a deflection with his goal stick. And now Cutler-Martin shoves his man into the wall and takes the puck. De Benedetto got it up top but couldn't get it out. Light with a shot that's deflected out of play. And the faceoff will be in the Storm end when we resume play. 13:28 remaining here in the second. Tri-City Storm have the only goal of the night from Garrett Gomez, and it's 1-0. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call their Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. So the Storm had that 1-0 lead, but are being outshot now 19-6 by the Lancers. It's ugly sweater night here at the Viero Event Center. A lot of fans sporting those ugly sweaters. We had the ugly sweater parade here at the first intermission. And we now see the Viero 4G Slapshot Challenge. Next promotion for the Storm, the next home game is December 13th, and it's Stuff Your Stocking Night. Then December 14th, we have an afternoon game. It's the Boy Scout game on December 14th. Both games against the Youngstown Phantoms, who will be making the long trip here from Youngstown, Ohio. Faceoff is won by the Lancers. Resumed play. A shot. Save. Johansson. Rebound poked away. Johansson's got people draped all over him in the crease, and he still makes the save. Puck's now in the Lancer end. Gomez and Horn fighting for it. Lancers able to take it. Brian Williams got it to the top of the zone, and now it's dragged out. Played forward to Pooley here on the near side. Glukowski ties him up, and nice play. Glukowski takes him down. No call coming. Now on the near side, the Lancers pick it back up. This fourth line again. Louis Rowe up top to Light. Save Johansson. Rowe pokes the rebound wide. Now it's Brian Williams in the far side corner. Lancers threatening again. Turned over, though, to the Storm, but Louis Rowe gets it back and pokes it into the corner. Cecere finds it, puts it up on the far side. Gomez forward to Horn, and they cannot get it out. It's loose at the top and taken by Gomez. Back into the Lancer end, but it's moved right back by Light. And here come the Lancers. It's Vessel. Moves right by Cecere to the net. Save Johansson. Another chance, and they couldn't get a shot off. Lancers with it again. Down behind the net. It's Randolph to the near side. Vessel at the circle on the goal line to Randolph behind the net. Sweeps it in front. Johansson makes the save. Loose puck picked up by Mayer. Lebowski chips it out of the zone to neutral ice. 12 minutes remaining in the period. Here's the Storm on the forecheck. They get the play. Mayer to Lebowski shoots. Just wide. Got deflected. Now Lebowski loses an edge. Goes into the near side corner. Nice hit by Mayer, but it's a penalty. Mayer took down Randolph, and he's going to go for that one. And the Storm touch up, and now it's a power play for the Lancers. Mayer's going to get whistled for boarding here. It was right in front of the official. The official was literally standing next to the hit. And Mayer will go to the box. So, the Storm going the GNC penalty kill. But the Lancers, who have been threatening for the last several minutes, will now have the best power play in the USHL in 2 minutes to work with this one to try to tie the game. Mayer in the box for 2 minutes, 11:49 remaining in the middle period here. Storm win the faceoff. Dello wraps it around the wall, and it's out. Oh, they almost cleared it, but it's kept in. Huff with a shot blocked by Dello. Dello lost his stick. It may have broken on the play. He gets one from Eastman. Storm trying to clear on the penalty kill now. Eastman without a stick. Johnson holds at the top. Lancers with it. They throw to the center. It's out of the zone. Poke to the far side. Storm, a far change here. Can't change. Eastman gets another stick. Pullman to the center. Poked off by Martin. Now on the near side, though, the Lancers with it. Eastman and Berger working and get the puck. Berger clears it all the way down. Storm get a big chance to change. Tougher to change in the second period, the middle period, when you're going farther away. And Tri-City got one there. Minute 12 remaining on the GNC penalty kill. Storm lead 1-0. Johnson fires one around the wall to the far side. First man there was Kevin Kerr. Try to play the puck. Scrum forward on the far side corner, deep in the Storm end. Vessel's there. Kerr, Randolph. Puck pokes out, and it's nicely played by Hutchison all the way down. Hutchison will recognize and get a change. Hoganski and Lebowski on. Hutchison and McMurphy off. 45 seconds left in the Lancer power play. Moved ahead by Nelson. Johnson makes one move into neutral ice. Gets to the red line. Flips it in deep. Kevin Kerr, first man back to get it. Looks both ways. Fires around the wall and out. Nice job by Kevin Kerr there. Final 30 seconds here for the Storm of the GNC penalty kill. Berger back onto the ice with Glukowski and Martin. In deep was Pogansky, and it's played by the Lancers, and they were offside, have to tag up, and it's slung all the way down by Glukowski. Glove there by Bruns, hangs onto it, flips it to resume play to Nelson. Final 5 seconds left in the power play. Last rush for the Lancers. Scholl on the far side of Forsbacher Carlson into the zone. Nice job by Martin, throws him into the far side wall. Storm back at full strength, and Mayer clears. Loose puck, race for it. Eastman trying to get there. He ties up his man. Loose puck again. And the Lancers clear it all the way down. Should be an icing. And they wave it off. They wave off the icing. I don't know why they waved it off. It was sent all the way down. I guess they said it hit off a Storm player. Tough call for Tri-City, but they get the puck deep in the Lancer end. Here's Cecier to the top. Glukowski with a shot. Deflection in front by Berger. Save made by Bruns. Now the rebound on the far side. It's Nelson ahead for it. It's going to be on the far side. Carried in by the Lancers and Hines. And now it's taken back by Tri-City and Christian Horn rushing up the ice. Got it in deep. Storm going to line change. Under 9 minutes remaining in the middle frame. 1-0 Tri-City. Lancers turn it over back at neutral ice. Lesperance to Dello. Dello got it forward. Gomez chipped it in. Horn goes to get it. Horn to the center and a shot save. Rebound poked wide. Lesperance with a big opportunity from a setup from Horn. And a big save by Cole Bruns. It gets popped out of the Lancer end into the Tri-City end. And Cecier played it on the far side. Nobody there. Foline takes it to the center. And Williams was tied up, taken back by Cecier. He can't clear, but he gets it off the near side corner to Dello. Dello flipped it forward to Gomez. Storm struggling in their own end here to break out. Lancers are all over on the forecheck, but now Horn has it. Cross-ice pass well ahead of Lesperance. And Lesperance, ooh, he almost won the race. Lesperance arguing he thought he won the race, and they call icing. Couple tough icing calls for the Storm here. Looks like we're going to get a timeout. Storm have called timeout there on the icing. Couple tough icing calls on for Tri-City here. We first saw the Lancers seemingly ice the puck, and they waved it off as Tri-City went back to get it. Then we saw the Storm ice the puck, but Lesperance dogging it out, trying to win that race. And he comes up empty as the official won't give him the benefit on the call. So Tri-City still leading 1-0, but the Lancers are pouring on the pressure right now with 8:10 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. It's 1-0 on the goal by Garrett Gomez, more than halfway through the game. Storm with just 8 shots on net. Lancers with 20, but have been held silent by Johansson. Face off to the left of Johansson. Berger against Williams. Face off scrum form won by the Lancers. On the far side, Johnson moves past Hutchison. Down low he goes. Couldn't get past Glukowski. Nice job by Glukowski staying at home and making the play. Glukowski finds the puck, gets it to Martin. Martin on the near side for Eastman. Eastman past the red line. Moves past Pullman to the net. And a chance there for Berger was stopped by Johnson. Good back check by Omaha. Eastman with a nice move and chance at the net. Boy, have we seen Kyle Eastman develop and mature over the last year, really, since this point last year. It's moved forward by the Storm now, and Poganski has it. Past the red line, try to get it to Lebowski, stopped by Schultz. Mayer comes back in, and they call offside. Now, again, a tough call by the officials for the Storm, because it deflected off Mayer's skate and went offside, but nobody touched the puck in the Omaha zone to make the whistle blow for the Storm. And now they're going to move the faceoff all the way down to the Storm end. Jeez, the Storm are not getting any breaks from the linesmen here tonight. They're calling intentional offside. And now they're actually going to call a penalty. I don't know what they're doing here. We're trying to see here if there's a penalty. The official went over to the scorekeeper. The Storm only have 4 players on the ice. And it is a penalty on Tri-City. They call too many men on the ice on Tri-City. Tough call on the Storm. So at least it wasn't an offside call, but a too many men call. So that explains things a little bit here. As the Lancers go on the power play. Tri-City on the GNC penalty kill. Lancers have the puck to start the power play. It's Johnson on the far side. Randolph at the center. Takes on a shot. Randolph with Berger on him. Johnson with a shot was blocked in front. Rebound score! It's Tyler Vessel who scores
Once again, Vessel just finds the puck. It's his 19th goal of the season leading the USHL. And the Lancers finally take advantage here. Too many chances for the Lancers. And that time, off the faceoff, they kept the puck in the zone. Vessel scores. Johnson on the assist. Johansson was screened in front. Vessel kept the shot low on the ice, and it got under Johansson and into the back of the net. We're tied at one. 7:02 remaining in the second. Faceoff won by the Storm to Benedetto. Went down on the draw. No call coming. It's brought into the Storm, and Cutler Martin goes back to get it. Martin on the backboard. Lost it. Chance in front for the Lancers. Johnson with a shot went wide. Rebound Martin on the far side. Cutler Martin will move it forward. Martin on the near side for McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy got it back to Martin, who's leading the rush. Martin on the near side. Stops. Collects the puck. Holds. Looks to the net. And a save. Rebound just went wide. Ross Olsen had it poked just wide of the net. Rebound went right off of him. Nice play to Cutler by Cutler Martin just to throw to the net. Kevin Kerr steps onto the ice now for Martin. And the puck's out of the Lancers' end. And here comes Ryan Tate. Tate on the far side holds things up, looking for some help. Got it deep into the Storm end. Olsen played it around the near side, but right to Luca Frigo. Frigo down low. Chance in front for the Lancers, but they sweep it out of the zone. Lancers had a look there with Hines, but it went out of the zone. Now they dump it out of play. Faceoff will be back towards the Lancer end. 5:55 remaining here in the second period. We're tied up at one. The two goals, first for Garrett Gomez in the first period for Tri-City. He has the only Storm goal of the night. Gomez from L'Esperance and Eastman. The second goal for the Lancers. Who else? Tyler Vessel, the guy, is on fire. Vessel from Johnson on the power play at 12:58. Omaha now 1 of 3 with the man advantage. Top power play in the USHL. And Vessel has scored 3 goals here in the 2 games this weekend already. 2 of them came in the final minute last night. And again tonight he gets Omaha on the board. Shots on goal now 22-9 in favor of Omaha. Storm had only 5 in the first, and they've only got 4 in the second with 5:55 remaining. But they're right in this game. 1-1 is the score. Johansson has kept them in it. Storm are working hard. Need to generate some more offense as they win the faceoff to restart play at center ice. And it's deflected forward, but now back for Frigo. Shot save made by Johansson. Luca Frigo shot right into the Johansson's chest. Goaltender came out and cut off the angle and then stopped play. 5:45 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 1-1 the score. Faceoff won by the Lancers. Hines on the near side. Move past to Sear. Bouncing puck kept in by Frigo. Glukowski trying to play it out. Hines keeping it on the near side. Half off. Shot from Frigo went wide. Joe Schulte with it on the far side. Sweeps it down low. Storm trying to battle for position. Lancers come out in front with a shot. And a save made. Now the rebound swept out of the zone by Tri-City. Back to neutral ice for Jimmy Schulte. Schulte ahead on the far side. Frigo stopped as he tried to enter the zone. Pogansky got it from Mayer. And it was too deep in front of Mayer, and Omaha's able to take possession back. Schulte for Frigo. That one goes all the way down to the Storm end. Icing waved off, didn't reach. Cutler Martin got it all the way forward. Lebowski tried to dive, and it actually did get a deflection and negated the icing. Pooley turns it over in neutral ice to Cutler Martin. Storm have it back on their sticks with Kevin Kerr on the far side. Now Martin got it to the center, dangerous pass, but it deflects right to Horn. Horn shakes a shot, save made by Bruns. Nice shot from Horn entering the zone. Now here come the Lancers with a 2-on-2. Pooley into the zone. He moves in for a shot that went over the net. Rebound on the far side is played by Williams. Right back to Pooley. Got Louis Rowe in front, but Pooley holds on to it. Plays it up top for Connor Light. Light puts it down low off the wall. Try to get Louis Rowe in front. Leaves it for Williams. Now back to the near side. For Louis Rowe, puts it down low. Cutler Martin, first man there, trying to tie up Pooley. Pooley wins the battle, threw it to the center, turned over to Horn. Horn, nice pass to the far side, L'Esperance. L'Esperance with a 2-on-2. In onside. Gomez couldn't hold his foot, they say offside.
Storm just not getting any breaks here from the linesman tonight at the Viero Event Center, but did look like Gomez was a step ahead of the play. 4:05 remaining here in the second period. Tri-City and Omaha tied 1-1. Face-off just outside of the Lancer end. Berger against Vessel on the draw. Won by the Lancers. Eastman all over the place on the forecheck trying to tie up Pullman, but they get it out to neutralize. Omaha does. Randolph sweeps it back into the zone. Johansson calms it down, and Schultz plays it to the far side for Eastman. Back here to the near side. Glukowski chipped in deep by Hutchison. Oh, out of play it went. Hutchison deflects it out of play. 3:45 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. 23-10 now. Shots on net in favor of the Lancers. 1-1 our score. Vessel gets body slammed off the faceoff there by Hutchison. And the Storm cleared out of play once again. Hutchison was continuing to pin Vessel into the ice. Storm, though, have a faceoff in their own zone as Schultz cleared it out. 3:38 remaining here in the second. We got a 1-1 score at the Viero Event Center between Tri-City and Omaha. We got a stoppage here. They will toss the Storm out of the faceoff. Berger confused for a second. Hutchison will come in and take it. 1-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff is won by Tri-City, and they clear it all the way down the ice. Lancers win it. The race, and they will have icing is the call. 3:31 now remaining in the second period. Tri-City and Omaha doing battle at the Viero Event Center tonight. Each team has a goal. Storm scored in the first, Lancers in the second on the power play. Faceoff here won by the Storm, a glove down by Vessel, and Huff on the far side wall, keeps it alive. Vessel on the goal line, tried a centering pass, broken up. Here come the Storm. Hutchison, nice move to get it forward. And a pass just in front of Eastman. Eastman went down on the far side wall, moved it to Berger. Now Hutchison on the far side wall, kicked forward by Randolph. Hutchison tried to line him up and take him out of the play. Here's Vessel in onside with Huff. Vessel stops, holds the puck, waits, plays it up top for Johnson. Johansson, the save, rebound is covered up. Jacob Johansson anticipates that one and covers it up. Dangerous play. Lancers were attacking with their top line, and Johansson keeps them out. 2:55 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. 1-1 the score. Good look on the replay here. Johansson able to keep it out with Randolph draped all over him. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and Cecere has it behind the Storm net. Forward to Poganski on the near side. Swept forward, but actually kept in the zone, and Cecere leaves it for Martin. Martin got it forward for Mayer. Mayer flips one into the zone. Storm go chase. Foline. Poganski smashes against the backboards. Mayer wins it to Poganski. Poganski out in front. No Storm players there. Taken away by Henderson. Lebowski on the back check, trying to get forward, but he fell down. And now it's Schultz who moves it in deep. Took a hit from Mayer. Nice job by Angelo to win that battle behind the Storm net. Now Tri-City comes away with it. It's Cecere. Cecere on the near side for Poganski. Battle behind the play with Martin there. Poganski throws one on net. On the far side, Cecere. Now on the far side, Lebowski. Finally, the two players get back in. It's Angelo and Martin that were tied up behind the net in the Storm end. And now the Lancers have the puck to neutralize, but Schultz able to bank it back into the Omaha territory. Icing waved off. Bruns settles it down. Les Bruns trying to go in there and take it away. But Foline has possession. Got it forward to Forsbacka Carlson. He played it back up top. Les Bruns steals it. Takes a shot. Went well high of the net. Rebound on the near side. Christian Horn picks it up. Horn lost the puck, though, and Forsbacka Carlson had it on the far side. Les Bruns again takes it away. Flipped it back in there by Dello. But Foline has it for Omaha. And here come the Lancers. Overskated, though, by Forsbacka Carlson. And tipped out of the Storm end by Schultz to Gomez, who got it a little bit more forward. And we're stalled at the red line here. Kick forward. Now Storm in onside. Christian Horn, far side, takes a shot. Bruns makes the save. Rebound loose. Horn's got it around the net. Open net, couldn't get a shot. Horn again to Dello with a shot. Saved by Bruns. Rebound Schultz with a shot. Just went over the net. Now Horn has it. Horn again in front. Dello fans on one. Loose puck. Lesperance put it wide. Omaha has it back now. Storm fans applauding their team's effort. And Luca Frigo settles it back down as the Storm go on a change. Under a minute remaining in the period. Frigo to the far side. It's moved in by Forsbacher Carlson. Drop pass there. And a shot from the goal line. Johansson is there. May have hit the little right post there. And now it's banked forward and out to Hutchison in neutral ice. Got it forward for Eastman. Gets it onside. Side of centering pass. Berger had it but couldn't control it. Put it on the near side. Berger with possession. Put it back in deep. 25 seconds left in the period. Nice job by Eastman working in there. Turned over to Hutchison. Hutchison to the center. Eastman's there. It skipped over his stick. 15 seconds left in the period. Gulkowski puts it down low. It's played for Berger on the far side. 10 seconds left in the period. Berger ties it up on the far side wall. Lancers win the battle, but they keep it in the zone. Hines trying to hold it against the far side wall. Wants to try to run out the clock, and he does. Tyler Hines just put it on the far side wall and ran out the clock. Berger was trying to play it away from him. Officials did not blow a whistle, and that's how the period ends. Well, the Storm got outplayed in that period by the Lancers. However, the last couple minutes are positive here for if you're a Storm fan, because Tri-City generated some good offensive opportunities, especially on that last shift with Lesperance as well as Christian Horn lurking around the net, using their point men and getting some opportunities. We're tied after 40 minutes. We've got 20 more minutes to decide this one on the Breeze. 94.5 FM.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
GNC.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Through 40 minutes, we're tied up one apiece here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City last night took the Lancers to the brink. We were tied 3-3, and Omaha scored two goals in the final 30 seconds, one of them an empty netter. But the big goal was by Tyler Vessel with 30 seconds to go, squeaked one by Hayden Levine. Now tonight, we've got a 1-1 game after 20 minutes. So, regardless of what happens here in the third period, if you're a Storm fan, if you're wondering about Jim Holton, he's got his team playing right now. The Lancers are the number one team in the USHL in the standings. They're number one or two in almost every category. And right now, the Storm are hanging in there. They're not necessarily out playing, but they're hanging in there, and they're doing the things necessary to stay in this game, even though it's a 1-1 score. And you can thank your goaltender, Jacob Johansson, who's done a very good job making 22 saves here in the first two periods, keeping the score 1-1 with 20 minutes remaining. The two goals, Garrett Gomez from Joel Esperance and Kyle Eastman at 4:15, and then Tyler Vessel from Steven Johnson at 12:58. That's all we've got here through 40 minutes. Tri-City is 0-for-2 on the power play, and Omaha is 1-of-3. That's their only goal, is that power play goal from Vessel. Shots on goal are a different story. Lancers have the advantage 23-13. Tri-City ended up getting a bunch of shots on net later in the period there. Otherwise, it would have been even farther of a margin between. Storm with just 5 shots in the first period and 8 shots in the second period. And it's 23-13 right now. Omaha and shots on net. That does not affect the final score, but shows the difference in play here in this game, as the Lancers have had control of the play for a large part of this game and still tied 1-1. So that's where we stand. Cole Bruns has had to only make 12 saves through the first two periods. Storm for shots on net. Christian Horn has led the team with 3. L'Esperance as well as Martin each have 2. For the Lancers, Connor Light has 3 shots on net. Ryan Tate with 3. Jimmy Schultz with 3. And Luca Frigo leads the team with 4 shots on net for the Lancers. We're 1-1 after two periods, and we got 20 minutes left, and we'll see if the Storm can hang on and make this a game and potentially squeak out a win. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Fans, if you're listening, we're about to do our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game. If you haven't gotten your question in yet, send us one via email. Email us at bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. That's bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll answer your question when we come back here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Diamond Focal, quality for a lifetime. Diamond Focal.
reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back inside of the Aero Event Center. We're inside the Central Hydraulic. Intermission report after two periods of play. Tri-City and Omaha are tied 1-1. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And we look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in the USHL, presented by Midway Auto. Think Midway. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.com. Well, the final score in Muskegon. Green Bay scores 7 last night and 6 tonight. They defeat the Lumberjacks 6-3 in Muskegon. 4 points on the weekend for the Gamblers. Indiana has a 2-1 lead on the Chicago Steel after two periods of play in Chicago. Lincoln has tied up Des Moines 3-3. Des Moines had a 3-0 lead after one, and Lincoln scored 3 in the second period to tie things up. And they have it tied 3-3 after two periods of play at Buccaneer Arena. The goals in the second, Brandon Smith, Jonathan Debien, and Magnus Hoff for Lincoln to match the 3 goals from Des Moines in the first. So what a game there in Des Moines. 3-3 headed to the third period at Buccaneer Arena. Waterloo has opened up a 3-1 lead on the Sioux City Musketeers at Young Arena in Waterloo. It's 3-1 Blackhawks. Liam Pecoraro scored the only goal of the second. Dubuque wide open, 6-1 lead against Fargo now at Shields Arena in Fargo. The Fighting Saints, second goal of the night for Seamus Malone. Also get goals from Carson Kuhlman, Jared Privatera, and Shane Iserman. And Dubuque has a 6-1 lead on the Fargo Force. That game also in the second intermission. Sioux Falls with a 6-2 lead on Team USA at the Sioux Falls Arena. Stampede have goals from Zeb Knutson, Dennis Kravchenko, Connor Valisano, and Logan O'Connor. Zeb Knutson with a hat trick in this game. And the goals for Team USA for Jordan Greenway and Colin White. 6-2 Sioux Falls in the lead over Team USA after two periods there. That's your out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Want to check the we want to remind you about our Valentino's trivia question of the week every Tuesday on Facebook. Check the Storm Facebook page. Tuesdays, we'll have the trivia question presented by Valentino's. Eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet. Pizza, pasta, and salads, Valentino's has what you like. Now we want to get to our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. We got a question here. It's from Josh, and Josh wants to ask for the Storm. He wants to know what the situation is here with the Storm lineup. He wants to know about some of the scratches, and he's asking about Chris Wilkie. Wilkie has been scratched here for the first time in the season. Wilkie had played all 19 games up to this point, and he was scratched today by the Tri-City Storm, and they've just decided, hey, we're going to give you a rest here tonight. Got to work harder in practice. And I guess the evaluation on the videotape last night by new head coach Jim Holton made the decision that it was time for Wilkie to see the bench for a night. He's going to hope that Wilkie responds, battles hard, and gets back in the lineup next week. As the Storm have 3 games on the road next week, they will face Waterloo, they will face Des Moines, and they will face Cedar Rapids. All 3 of those games a week, starting a week from Thursday. So it'll be Thursday night in Waterloo, Friday night in Des Moines, and Saturday night in Cedar Rapids. And the Storm will play all 3 of those games on the road. Then they'll return here to the Viero Event Center for 2 games, December 13th and 14th. You got Stuff Your Stocking Night, and then you've got Boy Scout Day on the 13th and 14th, presented by a bunch of different companies, but it'll be against the Youngstown Phantoms. And remember, the Storm on the road. You can catch all 60 games this season on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. That's it for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with the third period of play next on the Breeze. Storm tied up with the Lancers, 1-1, third period on its way.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Papa John's.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitor service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweisers, had yourself the night of your life, yeah? Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys, and while you're out there, carpe night them, too. Great times await. Grab some buds!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Midway Auto Dealership says go, Storm. We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal of Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tied up 1-1 as we start the third period here at the Viero Event Center, Tri-City Storm, Omaha Lancers. Thanks for joining us on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm looking to pull out 2 points here tonight. They came up empty last night. They were trailing coming into the third period last night. Scored a goal with 5 minutes remaining from Drew Mayer. And now here tonight, they're tied in the third, trying to pull one out. 20 minutes left on the clock. The team switched sides. The Storm will go from right to left here in the final period. Lancers from left to right on your radio dial. We're ready to drop this puck. Storm matching the line of Berger, Hutchison, and Eastman with the Lancers top line, and Tri-City wins the faceoff to control the possession off the draw. Martin lost it, though, but Eastman plays it back. Down towards the Lancers' end. Tucker Poolman picks it up, sends it all the way up, and here comes a chance for Randolph. Poked away by Martin into the far side corner. Martin ties him up, played by Berger. Round the near side, Hutchison picks it up. Hutchison banks it off the near side, trying to get it to Eastman. It squirts into Lancers' end. Storm were offside, had to tag up. Bouncing puck back towards the Tri-City end. Glukowski plays it off the near side wall. Played by Hutchison, trying to get it to the center, and it bounces into the Storm bench and out of play. First stoppage here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play on the Breeze 94.5 FM. 1-1 the score. 38 seconds into this final period. Faceoff will be at center ice after the puck popped into the Storm bench. And we see Forsbacka Carlson against Lesperance. Faceoff won by the Lancers. Lost the puck in their own end, though, and then they took it back to neutral ice. Deflected by Gomez. And now play deep in the Storm end. Cecere back to get it behind Johansson's net. Cecere moving forward. Cross ice pass. Nice job. Hits Horn. Horn on the far side with a shot. Went wide. Bruns may have gotten a piece with the blocker. Cecere kept it in at the near side point. Horn in on the forecheck. Disrupted play for a second. Matt Nelson turns it over to Horn. Chance in front for Gomez. Puck was deflected, and here come the Lancers the other way. 2-on-2 for Omaha. Connor Light leading the rush. To the center. A lot of room. Shoots, and a save by Johansson with the glove. Nice save by Johansson. Just got a piece of it. Storm able to loop it out to neutralize. And Nelson plays it on the far side for Light, who had that chance for Omaha. Storm get it back. It's Glukowski. Tries to settle it forward for Lebowski. Went too far in front of him. Knocked back by the Lancers to neutral ice. Played by Mayer, forward for Lebowski. Couldn't do much with it. And now it's dumped into the Storm end. Around the wall for Johansson. Dello plays it on the near side. To the far side, Poganski left it there. And here comes Mayer with speed on the side. Mayer into the zone, sails it down, throws a shot in on net, and Bruns makes the save. So Drew Mayer, he's hearing what his new coach Jim Holton is preaching. Throw pucks at the net. And that time, Mayer just trying to get something to the net, making something happen. 2 minutes into the Big O Tires third period. Still tied 1-1 here at the Viero Event Center. Storm have DiBenedetto, McMurphy, and Olsen on the ice now, the fourth line. They won the faceoff, but the Lancers able to control as Louis Rowe gets to it. Nice play by Olsen to get it free off of Rowe's stick, but it went all the way into the Storm end. And now it's played by the Lancers in the near side. Up top it goes. And a chance, and it's blocked in front. Loose puck poked into Olsen's skates, taken back by DiBenedetto, and he's going to poke it forward to Olsen. Ross Olsen in onside, leaves it there for McMurphy. McMurphy in the far side to the center for DiBenedetto, and he had a chance on the doorstep, but a save by Bruns. Now it's poked around the far side. Up top, Louis Rowe controls for Omaha in a neutral ice, deflected off DiBenedetto's stick, back to Olsen. Olsen turns up the play, takes a shot, went well high of the net. Rebound on the far side. DiBenedetto ties up his man. Olsen with a nice hit there on the far side wall. It's played by Omaha. Johnson just tosses it into the Storm end, and Martin will play it. Cutler Martin will try to go forward here, and he does. Gets a chip by Omaha. Pass to Berger. Berger got it back to Cutler Martin on the far side, and now it touched Eastman, but taken back by the Lancers on the near side. Vessel. Here comes Vessel. Takes a shot. Save made by Johansson. Far side corner. Rebound loose for Eastman. Flips it forward. Back to the Omaha. And it's rolling, but it will not go for icing. Nice job by Eastman. Gets it to settle down. And now here's a chance for the Storm there in the Omaha end. But it's taken back by the Lancers. Johnson plays it forward. And now here's Gage Huff in onside. Cecere trying to get back there, and he steers it away. Vessel takes it back. Vessel. Nice job by Glukowski and Cecere converging to make the play. And now Hutchison has it. Gets it to Eastman. Eastman past the red line. Just dumps one, but it was blocked. Now Glukowski gets one on net. Bruns gloves it down. To the far side it goes. Storm finish off a line change. Omaha up the far side. In onside. Nice move to the shot. And as Luca Frigo had a shot blocked out of play, you hear the whistle. We are stopped with 16:08 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period, 1-1 the score. Tri-City and Omaha deadlocked here at the Viero Event Center. Another good night of hockey here in Kearney after a thrilling one last night. Face off to the right of Johansson is scrum four and won by Tri-City. And it's poked to the backboards, though, and Jacob Forsbacka Carlson controls it. Dello trying to tie up his man there. And it's won by Forsbacka Carlson to the center and a save. And a big chance for Omaha. A nice save by Johansson. Rebound was loose. Gomez got taken down. Couldn't get it out of the zone. But Kevin Kerr has it back on his stick. Dangerous pass to Dello, but he finds Gomez. And now here's Lesperance. Lesperance, nice pass ahead for Horn. Knocked out of the air by the Lancers. And they control it. Nelson with it now as it's moved forward. Cut off by Dello on the far side. Loose puck picked up by the Lancers. Gomez in deep on the forecheck. Here's Matt Nelson. We'll bring it forward. Nelson, the defenseman for the Lancers. Nice pass forward for Hines. Hines is in onside. Hines lost the puck there into the corner, and Schultz ties him up. Martin around on the near side. Puck was loose. Nobody saw it for a second. Horn comes around to try to pry it away, and he couldn't. Luca Frigo with it on his stick. Frigo on the near side corner to Hines. Schultz ties him up there. Picked up by Martin. Martin moving forward, and he turns it over to Angelo. Martin tried to have numbers, and now he's able to get it out of the zone. Foline, as the Storm make a line change, will bring it back in for the Lancers. Moved around the wall by Schultz. Cutler Martin on the near side for Lebowski. Lebowski sent it to the neutral ice once again as he took a hit. Foline has it with 14:40 to go in the game. Here it's 1-1 the score. Lancers try to come in the zone. It was broken up. Lebowski gloved it down and played it forward. And now here it comes. Pass to Poganski. Chipped it into the zone. Poganski goes to get it. Stops. Played it to Lebowski in the near side corner. Back to Poganski. Poganski trying to work with Lebowski. Gets it to the center. Mayer trying to get possession of it, but was knocked off his skate. And now it's taken by the Lancers. Flipped in deep by Henderson. Tate goes back to get it. Cecere pulls him down. No call coming in the far side corner. Cecere again on Tate as Tate had control. Coming into play is Mayer. Cecere wraps it around the far side. Here's Poganski. Poganski could not catch up to the puck. He took the linesman out of the play. Lancers get to the puck, and they dump it back in. Johansson makes a save. Picked up by Cecere. Cecere moves on the near side. Got it forward and out of play. Stoppage with 13:51 remaining in the Big O Tires third period, tied 1-1 here between the Storm and the Lancers on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Big O Tires is located at 116 West 56th Street in Kearney, right in front of Walmart. We are open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. In Grand Island, you'll find Big O Tires at 2135 North Dyers Road, right in front of Walmart and Menards, and on South Locust Street at Stoley Park Road. Head to Big O Tires for all your auto needs today. Faceoff will be in the Storm end. Faceoff is to the left of Johansson. Cecere is the one who knocked it out of play. And the faceoff will be in the Storm end. Berger against Vessel on the draw. Berger had control of it, but Vessel able to take it back to the center. Hey, Huff had a chance. And Johansson made the save. Rebound picked up by Berger. Berger past the red line. In onside with Hutchison. And the puck's loose. Lancers take it back. And it's played by Huff off the far side wall all the way down. Race for the puck. And it's they clear off. They wave off the icing. Thought Schultz was definitely the man winning that race there, but they wave it off. Lancers cake the puck. Huff down low. Chance for Randolph in front. Was deflected up top for Pullman. Fakes on a shot. Gets it down low. Tried a one-timer attempt there for Vessel, who awkwardly went to his knees just trying to get a shot off, and he couldn't. Berger flips one to neutral ice. Rolls back to the Omaha end. Hutchison in on the forecheck there. Played on the far side by Randolph. Out to neutral ice. Dello slaps one in deep. Hutchison's got to go off on a change. He looks gassed. L'Esperance comes in to help play it. On the near side, Williams takes it for the Lancers. Horn trying to harass his man on the far side. Couldn't take it away. It's Randolph with it now. Pullman moves forward. All the way down it goes. And now an icing is whistled on Omaha. 12:41 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City and Omaha tied 1-1. Here on the Breeze. Much more even period thus far. The second, the Lancers dominated play. But the Storm have had their share of chances here in the third. Faceoff between L'Esperance and Williams is scrum four and won by Omaha, and they have a chance here with Randolph moving up ice. Leaves it for Louis Rowe and goes to a change. Rowe trying to move past Dello, lost the puck, threw it in front, and the shot went wide. Williams had a bouncing puck, and he couldn't put it on net. Now another chance from Nelson went wide. Williams down low for Louis Rowe. This fourth line for Omaha is to be commended here. They have generated all kinds of chances, and now a puck in the crease is pounced on by Johansson to stop play with 12:15 remaining in the third. The Lancers' fourth line of Austin Pooley, Louis Rowe, and Brian Williams has been outstanding for Omaha today. Pooley was a healthy scratch yesterday. Today, Nash Warden sits the bench. And Brian Williams and Louis Rowe have done a great job for the Lancers generating chances here. They win the faceoff, and a shot's deflected on its way over to Johansson. Stopped by Glukowski, brought forward by Lebowski. Lebowski with speed gets past the red line, takes a hit from Light as he dumped it in. Played by Nelson on the near side. Got it to the center, and now off the near side wall, back out to neutral ice. Mayer plays it back to Glukowski, and now it's Cecere. Cecere banked it off the near side wall, stopped by Hines. Puck scrum for near the red line in front of the Storm bench. Cecere turned it up, but it was taken by Frigo. Frigo with a shot, missed the net wide. And now Mayer around to the far side. Poganski couldn't take it. Another shot was blocked in front. Rebound loose on the near side wall. Forsbacka Carlson played it down low. Lancers threatening once again here. Mayer tying up his man to the center. Poked away by the Storm. Poganski needs a change. He gets it to Lebowski. Lebowski goes one on two and just decides to flip it in deep. Nice job by Lebowski. He'll go on a change. McMurphy as well as DiBenedetto in deep. And they force the puck back to neutral ice. Schultz got a touch on it, but now Henderson takes it the other way. Here's Angelo with a shot to the center, and it was deflected wide, or went wide. And now it's Olsen. Olsen the other way with McMurphy. Olsen just flips it in deep, takes a hit as he moved into the zone. No call coming. And it's moved by the Lancers up top, kept in by Martin. Martin off the sidewall there, but couldn't get it back in deep. But now again back to Martin to neutral ice. This time he gets it in deep. Couple players going for changes. As the Lancers have it with 10:45 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Berger trying to get a turnover and keep it in deep there. Schultz plays it around the far side wall. Glukowski keeps it in. Fakes on a shot. Takes the shot. Deflection in front went wide. Rebound on the near side for Ryan Tate. Tate gets shoved off the puck by Eastman nicely. And now Kevin Kerr has it for Glukowski. Glukowski forward for Berger. In onside to Eastman. Back to Berger. Takes a shot. Deflection wide. Rebound on the far side. Eastman hustles over to play it, but he took a hit and couldn't move the puck. Now Randolph starts it forward, and here is Johnson. Johnson in offside. Step ahead of the play, Gage Huff. Whistle blows with 10:16 remaining in regulation in the Big O Tires. Third period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffron with you here. It's been a pleasure to do both of these games this weekend. Both very competitive, tight contests between the Storm and the Lancers. Tri-City has come up empty in their first three chances against the Lancers. And here tonight, fighting to try to pick up some points. Face off just in neutral ice outside of the Storm end. Scrum four, won by the Lancers. They force it back to the Storm end, and Schultz played it all the way down, and that'll be an icing whistle to Tri-City, specifically to Jalen Schultz, who sent the puck all the way deep. 10 minutes remaining in this one. We're halfway through the Big O Tires third period. 1-1 the score between the Storm and the Lancers. Face off to the left of Johansson is won by the Lancers. Johnson moves in, takes a shot, was blocked. Rebound loose in front, was poked off of Randolph. Randolph gets it back, though, throws it to the far side corner. First man there, Schultz, plays Vessel. Nice job by Schultz. Puck was taken by Lesperance. Here come the Storm. Bouncing puck, calmed down by Lesperance. And Horn was able to hold the line. Lesperance just threw it into the far side corner and goes for a change. And now Omaha has it. Vessel to the center. Randolph back to Vessel with room. Poked away by Martin into the corner. Nice job by Cutler Martin there. But the turn back to the Lancers. Behind the net, Randolph to the center. Save made. Rebound loose. Still scrummed at and taken by the Storm. Gomez got it out. Here's Gomez with Horn. And it was stopped there nicely by Nelson. Nelson has been great on the back check all night, but now here's Gomez again. Horn took a hit. Gomez kept the puck in. Mayer slapped it in deep into the offensive zone for Tri-City, and the Lancers pick it up. 9 minutes remaining here in regulation on the Breeze and the Big O Tires, third period. Tri-City with it. It's Dello to Cecere. Passes the red line, throws one in on Bruns, makes the save. Big rebound there. Lancers had the rebound on the far side. Lebowski takes it up top to Dello. Hit the linesman on its way out. Kept in by Lebowski. Now the Lancers take it forward. Here's Nelson. His clearing attempt is made there. McMurphy got a piece of it. Now Dello led it forward for Lebowski, who loops one to neutral ice for Poganski. And he tried to carry it in the zone, taken away by Schultz. And it's Jimmy Schultz into the far side corner. Takes a hit from McMurphy. Now it's moved forward by Pooley. Pooley past the red line, flips one into the Storm in. 8:25 remaining in regulation here in the Big O Tires. Third period. L'Esperance on the near side for Horn. Horn back to L'Esperance. He's in onside. L'Esperance trying to make a move there on Schultz, but is taken back. Nice defense again by the Lancers. Now moving back into the Storm in. Glukowski against Frigo. Frigo gets in deep. Takes a hit for Kevin Kerr on the backboards. And it's pried free by the Lancers. Here they come to the center. Save Johansson. Picked up by Kerr. Kerr trying to get it around the wall. Stopped there by the Lancers. And now it played on the far side by Frigo to the center. And it went through the crease with nobody there. Gomez picks up a loose puck for Tri-City. Past the red line. In offside. Horn was the first man in. And it touches L'Esperance. Offside on Tri-City. 7:41 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Storm tried to enter the zone there. And it wasn't a clean play. Gomez kind of ran into L'Esperance and Horn. Face off just outside the Omaha zone. Won by the Storm. Cecere plays it to Schultz. Schultz swings it into the Omaha end. Big hit there by Tate on Schultz. And it's played by the Lancers. All the way down it goes. Slow roller is going to be waved off here. Schultz to the far side. Cecere. Cecere now up the far side wall. Played by McMurphy. Here come the Storm. It's to Benedetto. Benedetto flips one in deep. Goes to Chase. Goes in on the backboards. Take a bad hit. And it just lost his edge. He's slow to get up to Benedetto there. Now a big hit by Cutler Martin on Tate. McMurphy takes the puck. Finds Cecere. Cecere gets it forward. It's banked off of Olsen in a neutral ice. The Lancers get it back in onside. Huff takes a hit from DiBenedetto. Martin with it now. Martin flips one forward for Joey D. And now it's Berger. Berger past the red line. In onside. Berger takes a hit. Moves into the corner. Lost the puck. Omaha with it. Eastman gets the turnover back to Hutchison. But now it's taken back by Omaha. Randolph on the far side. Into the zone. Randolph to the center. Stopped by Glukowski. Taken by Nolan Glukowski. Lost an edge for a second. Got back on his feet. Turned it up to Hutchison. Randolph able to try to win a battle here on the near side, but it's won by Berger. He sends it all the way down, and an icing whistled on Tri-City. 6:22 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Icing whistled to Tri-City. 1-1 the score. Storm need to be careful here. They can't make a change. They have the matchup they want, though. Eastman, Berger, as well as Hutchison. Just got to hope they're not too winded. Face off to the left of Johansson, won by the Lancers. Light with a shot, deflection, out of play. And we'll see the faceoff. Looks like it'll stay in the Storm end. There's a discussion here about where the faceoff will be. Either way, we're tied at 1-1 here in the latter stages of the third period. If you're looking for the longest wearing, best performing light truck tires on the road today, look no further than the Big O Bigfoot tire lines. Available in aggressive traction tread designs like the Bigfoot XT or the smooth riding high mileage Bigfoot AT, you're sure to find a great tire at a great price at Big O Tires. Visit them in Kearney in Grand Island today. We're tied 1-1. 30-17 is the shots on goal. Lancers with the lead in the shots on goal category. 6:17 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. And we have not seen a goal for either side here in the third period. Both teams have been held off the board by their opponents and the goaltenders. Face off to the left of Johansson. Vessel against Berger. Faceoff won by Omaha. It's Pullman. Pullman with the puck. Down low. Toes a shot in. Save made by Johansson. Dangerous rebound. It's controlled by Chase Berger. Berger out of the zone. Stopped by Randolph, but back to Glukowski. Now it's chipped in deep by Berger. Storm get a change here. And it goes back for Johnson. Lancers with the puck and Pullman. Cross-ice pass. Here they come. Randolph past the red line to Huff. Huff back to Vessel with a shot. Saved by Johansson. Long rebound. Berger tried to chip it out. Kept in, though. And now it rolls out of the zone. But it's played right back by Gage Huff. He's in onside. He takes a shot. Johansson makes the save. Nice stop by Johansson. 5:38 remaining. We get a penalty upcoming on the Storm. And Vessel is down on the far side. Eastman, probably the man that put him there, And this is not the time for a penalty. Eastman into the box. Vessel on the ground. I didn't even see the play there. Man, I missed the instant replay in the arena, so not going to get to see it. Eastman, 2 minutes for boarding. Vessel, not a bad target, I guess, because he's got three goals here in the two games, but not the time you want to go shorthanded here. 5:38 remaining in this game, tied 1-1. We hadn't seen a penalty the whole third period, and now Eastman ends up in the box for 2 minutes, and you got the number one power play out. The only saving grace of the Storm is the three best Lancer skaters just went off the ice. So you've got the backup power play unit here for Omaha. Frigo, Forsbacka, Carlson, and Tate, the forwards. Defensemen Schultz and Nelson face off one by Omaha. They keep it in at the wall. Scrum for it. Hutchison gets it to the top of the line, and now it's forced out by Hutchison. Nice job by Nick Hutchison. Now the forecheck. Nice hit by McMurphy. In neutral ice, brought in by Frigo. Frigo to the center. Up top, Schultz. Now on the far side, a shot. Johansson makes the save. Rebound, Martin. Swings it around the far side and out. Nice job by Cutler Martin. 1:28 remaining in the GNC penalty kill. We are in the final five, presented by Diamond Vogel. 1-1 the score. Omaha with the puck on the power play. Randolph back onto the ice. Randolph on the near side. Holding. Gets hit by Schultz. Nice hit by Schultz. Throws him down. Now down low, Omaha with possession. Throwing up top. A shot was blocked by L'Esperance. Gets to the rebound, sends it all the way down. 1 minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Eastman into the box. 4:35 remaining in the Diamond Vogel final five in a 1-1 game. Lancers with the puck and 50 seconds now on the power play. Move forward by Johnson into the zone. Johnson sweeps it down low behind the red line. Stops on the right circle. A lot of pressure from Martin. Down low it goes for Randolph. To the center, deflection, Johansson's got it, and it's clear to the far side, but not out. Vessel to the far side, loose puck, Gomez cannot get it out, it's kept in. Shot was blocked by Martin, hustling to a loose puck, Martin sends it the length of the ice. Nice penalty killing by the Storm. Last rush for the Lancers and the GNC penalty kill, 15 seconds left. Eastman coming out of the box momentarily. Vessel's in onside, to the center, Vessel gets taken off the puck. Lebowski trying to fight for it. It was loose. Poked down to Randolph. He's got it below the circle. Randolph up top as time is ticking down. We're back at even strength. Pullman for the shot. Went wide. May have been deflected by Johansson. Glukowski trying to get it out. It is out to neutral ice, but Pullman has it to Connor Light on the far side. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Tied 1-1. Dumped into the Storm end. Glukowski swings it around the near side. It's moved up the wall. Kept in by the Lancers, though. And now Austin Pooley is the man keeping it in. And now the Storm forced it out. Nelson banked it back. And it's flipped into the Storm end again by the Lancers. 3:05 to go. 1-1 the score here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Kevin Kerr banks it forward. Gomez got it out to neutral ice. And it's fought for here by a few different players. Lancers trying to bring it back in. They do. Williams leaves it for Louis Rowe. A slap shot save, Johansson, and he's got the rebound in the crease. Covers up. 2:48 left to go in regulation. 1-1 the score here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 1-1 the score. Shots on goal now 36-17 in favor of the Lancers. 2:48 remaining in the game. Face off to the right of Johansson. Won by the Lancers. Johnson with a shot. Wills goes wide. Rebound. Berger. Berger on the far side. Chase Berger banks off the wall. Ahead for Eastman. Eastman past the red line. Puts it in onside. Storm go for a change. Lancers have it with Johnson. 2:30 to go. Moved far ahead, and Hines chips it in deep. Nice speed there by the Lancers. They put one out in front. And Gomez, nice pass with L'Esperance. Turned over, though. Here's a chance. Hines shoots. Deflection wide in front of the net. Picked up, though, by the Storm. L'Esperance on the far side here. And a chance for Horn. Horn gets it forward. It's Gomez. Gomez in the backhand. Saved by Bruns. Rebounds covered up by Bruns. And now pushing and shoving behind the Omaha net. Horn was on the doorstep, but Bruns bobbled a rebound, so he had a right to be there. Gomez threw that shot in from the backhand, and Bruns made the save, but bobbled the rebound and then covered up. Horn was there and got kind of shoved from behind, so I don't know what all the fuss was about there. 2:07 remaining in regulation here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. We're tied at 1-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5. Face-off to the right of the Lancers, goaltender Cole Bruns is won by Omaha, and Jimmy Schult has possession. Moving forward, can't get it to Henderson, though, and it's sent back in on Bruns by Tri-City. Bruns able to move it to Foline as the Storm tag up and get onside. Here's a turnover to Pogansky. Pogansky to the center. Mayer trying to find it to the net, and Bruns makes the save. Lebowski ends up on his behind in the crease. Great opportunity for Pogansky, but once he had it on his stick, he didn't really know what to do with it. He tried to dangle around a few defensemen. It ended up just rolling in on Bruns, and we get a stoppage with 1:49 remaining in regulation. The Diamond Vogel Final Five has been an exciting one here today. Goal scored by the Storm in the first period by Gomez. Goal for the Lancers in the second period by Vessel. And we are tied here late in the third. Face-off in the Lancers and is won by Omaha, but Eastman gets to a chance in front. Berger, Bruns keeps it out. Berger was just lurking in front there. Nice anticipation by Kyle Eastman to get that turnover. Omaha with that top line on, and the Storm continue to match with Berger, Hutchison, and Eastman. Face-off to the right of Bruns. Won by the Lancers, but it's again taken by Berger here in the near side corner to the center, and it was chipped away by Bruns. Now it's Martin on the far side. Final 90 seconds here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Played by Pullman. Tied 1-1 here on the Breeze. Pullman ahead. Hutchison gets the turnover to the center for Berger, and now in the corner. Another shot saved by Bruns. Rebound down low. Eastman's got it behind the net, trying to fight for it. Threw it in front, but no Storm players were there. Randolph starts out with Vessel. Vessel on the near side. Got it back to Randolph. Now a shot for Hoff, but he couldn't get it off. Martin throws him in the far side corner. Final minute of play in regulation. It's tied 1-1. Turnover by the Lancers to Hutchison. Hutchison gets it out of the zone. Takes a hit by Forsbacka. Carlson gets it ahead. Try to find Eastman for a rush. And now Eastman does get a turnover, and he's fanned on the pass, and now Randolph takes it in and dumps it in behind the net. Rebound on the far side, taken by Cutler-Martin, banked it up top, kept in by Nelson. Now on the near side here, Hines took a hit from Schultz, puck goes down low. 36 seconds left, here's a chance in front, loose in front, still loose. Connor Light with a shot, score! For the second consecutive night, the Lancers score, this time with 28 seconds left to break a tie. You've got the same script Friday and Saturday night. 28 seconds this time was left on the clock. Connor Light scores the goal. And Omaha has a 2-1 lead. Again, the second consecutive night, the Storm going to pull Johansson right away here if they can win the faceoff, but there's 28 seconds left. This is unbelievable. The Storm, they ran out of steam there. They needed a line change. They had those guys on for a long time, Berger, Hutchison, and Eastman. Storm win the faceoff, but it's turned over. Johansson to the bench, dumped in deep, and it's iced by the Lancers. So the Lancers ice the puck and give the Storm a chance. 19 seconds left on the clock. Henderson was the one who iced it, I think. The goaltender is out of the net. It's Johansson who's at the bench. L'Espérance against Angelo on the faceoff. 19 seconds to go. Storm down 2-1. L'Espérance gets the win on the faceoff. Lukowski with a shot. Save made by Bruns. Rebound on the near side. Lancers have it. Storm trying to get possession back. 10 seconds left. Near side, Lukowski can't keep it in. And now Tate hits for the empty net. He misses. It goes into the netting with 1 second left, and we'll have a final faceoff, but it looks like this one will go down as a 2-1 win for the Lancers. Unbelievable game here. It's really so similar to what last night's game was for the Storm. And it'll be 2-1 here. Storm got to bring Johansson back into the net for the final chance here of the game. Hard work by the Storm all night. But here, they come out empty-handed. Again, a goal scored with under a minute left for the Lancers. Wins it. And Omaha picks up 4 points on the weekend, despite never leading in this game until there was 28 seconds left. What a disappointing weekend for Tri-City. They battled so hard for 120 minutes, and they come up with nothing. We'll take a break here, and we'll head to the Old Chicago postgame show from the Viero Event Center in a minute on The Breeze, 94.5.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome inside the Old Chicago Postgame Show here at the Viero Event Center. For the second straight night, the Storm battled for the entire game here with this Omaha Lancers team and come up empty-handed. The Storm, again, 60 minutes of effort, comes down to the final minute, and the Lancers find a puck, put it on net, and it gets home. Connor Light credited for the goal, the defenseman who took the shot. A lot of bodies in front of Johansson, and a goal with 28 seconds left is the deciding factor here, just as a goal with 30 seconds left was the deciding factor last night in a win for the Lancers. Omaha played pretty much even with the Storm the entire weekend, but they pick up 4 points and Tri-City gets none. And that's really been the story of this season here for the Lancers. The Lancers have been in a lot of close games, and they find ways to win. And the Storm have been in some close games and have found ways to lose. And here tonight, that was no different. Tri-City had the 1-0 lead just like last night. The Lancers tie it up in the second period. You go the whole third period battling back and forth. Chances for either side. Neither team could score. And then with 28 seconds left, Connor Light finds the back of the net. Jacob Forsbacher Carlson picks up an assist on that goal. And Tri-City comes up empty on the weekend. And we'll talk to head coach Jim Holton in a little bit, but we'll recap this game for you. The Lancers outshot the Storm pretty handily, 37-22. Storm's most shots in a period came in the third when they had 9, and they did have some chances in that third period to try to take the lead when it was 1-1. But the Storm got their only goal of the night from Garrett Gomez, his first of the season from Joel Esperance and Kyle Eastman. Gomez has been fighting for a goal. This has been a long time for him. This is his first goal after 17 games without one. He finally gets on the boards. So that's a positive for Tri-City that they got Gomez going. Lesperance, Eastman also pick up points. Vessel tied the game with a power play goal, his third of the weekend, leading the USHL with 19 goals. Steven Johnson and Jake Randolph pick up assists on the second goal of the night. The first goal for Omaha to tie it 1-1 at 12:58 of the second. And then Connor Light scores with just 28 seconds remaining on the clock to give the Lancers a 2-1 lead, and that's how it stayed. The only penalty of the third period, Kyle Eastman went for boarding at 14:22. Cole Bruns gets the win. He finishes with 21 saves on 22 shots. Jacob Johansson loses this one after an outstanding effort, 35 saves on 37 shots. Once again, Johansson keeping his team in the game all the way. And we are now a third of the way through the season, and the Storm have just 5 wins in 20 games. They're 5-13-2. Not the season the Storm expected to have. Not over just yet. Obviously, they're still, got 40 more games left in the season, but not on pace where they wanted to be here early on in this season with just the 5 wins, and this weekend battling so hard with the Lancers, but coming up empty. Let's look at the 3 stars of the game presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. 3 stars for the Tri-City Storm here tonight. Third star for the Storm was Garrett Gomez, who scored his first goal of the season in his 18th game and got the Storm on the board 1-0 earlier on in the game. Congratulations to Garrett for his first goal of the season. He's the third star of the game. Second star, Jacob Johansson, 35 saves on 37 shots, was all over the place tonight with pucks flying from every different angle. He made a lot of great saves. But again, that goal, 28 seconds left, will haunt the Storm. And that's the first star for the Lancers. Connor Light scores that game-winning goal on a shot from the point. Gives Omaha the 2-1 win here on November 30th, the final game of November. And that'll put to bed what has been a brutal month for Tri-City. Just not getting many wins here. The Storm only have 5 this season. Now under Jim Holton, they've played 5 games. And they're 1-4. So change not immediate here. The Storm have been in these games, losing every one. The ones that they've lost have been very close. However, they're coming up just short here. The new regime with Jim Holton. We'll talk to Jim here in a couple minutes after we get you the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night tonight for the Storm. Cutler Martin. Martin, nice job as the grinder here tonight. Just working hard on defense. Held the Lancers off the board for most of the game. But again, coming up just short here in a 2-1 loss. We'll take a break here on the Old Chicago Post Game Show and come back with your head coach, Jim Holton, to talk about this one. A 2-1 win for the Omaha Lancers. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze, 94.5.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Final score in this one, Omaha 2, Tri-City Storm 1. Here in the old Chicago postgame show, the Storm, pretty much a similar script from last night. They get the opening goal. They battle hard, and they're tied in the final minute. And this time with 28 seconds left. Last night it was with 30 seconds left. The Lancers get the winning goal. And we're talking with head coach Jim Holton now. And, coach, obviously just a weekend where you feel like you were in both games the whole way until the final minute. And it must be tough to come up with nothing.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm doing my best to temper my anger and my frustration right now. It's two nights in a row we played 59 minutes and 30 seconds, but it's not acceptable. What enrages me is that we get away from our details at the most important time, and it's a team that doesn't know how to win. So, you know what? At the most important time, we lost our battle level, and it cost us two nights in a row. And it has to change, or the result's not going to change.
Did it seem like your guys were at the end of a shift there at the end when they were able to rush up the ice?
Well, what happened is we didn't get the proper line change in, so we didn't get everybody off. We had a chance at the red line to dump the puck in, get off. We had clear possession of it. No need to do anything other than dump the puck in and get off. We don't. It comes back down, and we have a tired team. And the fellow that should have got it in is the guy who couldn't get it to the point to cover. You know, he didn't mean to do it, but those are the details. This isn't a sympathy-based game. Until we do the details right, we're going to keep coming up on the short end of the stick.
Again, the shots a little bit lopsided on the board tonight. But, again, your goaltender with another terrific performance to keep you in the whole way.
Yeah, our goaltender, you know, their defense does their job, but our forwards are way too soft down on our own end. I mean, we're going to continue to battle each other in practice until we start doing it regularly in games because we spend so little time down in the other team's zone and we're so easily knocked off the puck that all of a sudden it's a 3-on-2. Our defense has to back in and give up the line, and they just pound shots from the outside. You know, they're not creating a lot of quality grade A scoring chances, but it sure rings it up and takes its toll on the goaltender. So that's got to stop. And again, that starts with a battle level and ingrained habits.
It's funny because, you know what, a one bounce here or there, and I feel like we're talking about a lot of different things here. It seems like it's, like you said, just coming down to that last minute. Obviously, in both of these games, really similar, but just frustrating because a bounce the other way, a bounce for your team, and we're talking about a great win and a gutsy performance for the whole entire game.
Oh, exactly. I mean, if you want to play the luck game, we're two bounces away from 2-0 against the best-placed team in the league. So, you know, again, all this bottled up emotion right now has to leave. First me, and then the team, and then we have to build on the positive, because there was a lot. It's coming. But unfortunately, we dug such a hole here at the start of the season that time isn't on our side. But we said when we came in here, when I took the job, it's not going to happen overnight. It's a process, and as long as we're showing some improvement, and it's frustrating when they don't get rewarded on the scoreboard.
You get a short week here. You get to go on the road for three games and facing three tough teams, Waterloo, Des Moines, Cedar Rapids. It's going to be obviously a tough battle for your team here, but how key is rest going to be this week before those three games, because you're going to have 3-3 once again?
It is, but you know what? By this time in the year, they should be in game shape. We're not in great shape, but I'm not going to let off the throttle in practice, because you know what? Until we get into our details and our battle habits, it doesn't matter. So you know what? Starting on Monday, we're going to play five games in the week, because we're going to battle like a son of a gun Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we're going to take that mindset right into the weekend.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us here, and we'll talk to you here at the beginning of next week, and three games next week, going to be a big one.
Thanks, Jared. Better days are ahead.
We'll take a break here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show and wrap things up on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit five toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago Postgame Show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Old Chicago Postgame Show. We want to thank Jim Holton for joining us here and recapping things for us. Final scores here from around the USHL before we sign off here around the league. And we're actually going to pause here. Because the Storm are doing their Relay for Life No Shave November promotion. Last season, if you remember, Garrett Cecere had his head shaved. And there they are announcing the winner. It's either Cutler Martin or Drew Mayer. And they're announcing the winner. They're down to the final two. And we'll see who the announcement is here. Drew Mayer has won the Relay for Life No Shave November. And Drew is going to have to sit down and get his head shaved. Drew has the longest hair on the team. Cutler Martin comes up just short. Chase Berger finished in third, raising money for a great cause here in Relay for Life. Drew Mayer will get his head shaved here in front of an audience. The first guy to make the cut is Garrett Cecere, who had his head shaved last season. And if you remember, Brian Ward, the captain of last year's team, had a nice job with the razor, just shaved right off. And so Drew Mayer did a great job, a good sport here to get his head shaved. Just going over the final scores before we sign off. Green Bay ahead of Muskegon 6-3. Indiana defeats Chicago 4-1. Lincoln and Des Moines are in overtime with a 4-4 score. And checkpointstreak.com or USHL.com for the updated scores and stats on that one, as Mayer gets a nice clean-cut shave right there, right off the top by Cecere. And it's 4-4, tied Lincoln and Des Moines in overtime. Waterloo defeats Sioux City 3-2. Dubuque all over Fargo 8-1. And Sioux Falls in a double digits on top of Team USA 10-4. Beginning of the third period in that one. All the other scores are final. Once again, check USHL.com or pointstreak.com for the latest updates on the scoreboard from around the USHL, presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. Lancers.com. Once again, the final score, 2-1. The Lancers top the Storm for the second consecutive night with a goal in the last minute. With just 28 seconds left, the Lancers win this one. The Storm will have some time off, but they have a busy week next week. They go on the road for three consecutive games, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They're in Waterloo Thursday, in Des Moines Friday, and in CR, Cedar Rapids, on Saturday. We will have the call on all three of those games on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, starting with the Storm at Young Arena in Waterloo. 6:45, the Viero Wireless pregame show starts on Thursday, December 5th. We will talk to you then, and until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.